You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Once again, we are your co-hosts for this episode, Chris
and Jonathan. Hyped. I know we missed y'all last week. Yeah. I would have been even more hyped, but I've calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, he was hyped.
Oh, just, boy.
Schedules did not permit. Can't force it and all that shit. Like, let's just hold off.
Want to give y'all some good quality. And boy, I got something for you.
Yes, sir, man. You know, we down to the final two Super Bowl weekend coming up.
Yes.
Somebody feeling good over here. We going to get into that. We have an NBA is about to hit the halfway mark.
Yes, sir.
It is at the halfway mark, but you know,
All-Star weekend
here.
Snubs.
Yes.
My boy got snubbed again. Year two and counting.
We got Super Bowl, we got NBA talk, got some other sports thrown in there, of course, handing out some awards. You know, 5 minutes with Grandpa.
Yes, sir. I got something for him too.
Here we go. So, as y'all know, if y'all want to get at us, you want to talk some sports with us, you can reach us in a number of different ways. You can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, via Twitter, @brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always get at us at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish to us, it doesn't matter what the topic is, holler at us, and we will definitely get back at you.
Yeah, buddy. So we're gonna get into some NFL talk since it's just about over.
Yes, it is.
So let's start with the division that matters. Hold on, I got to start this off.
Yes, yes, oh yeah. Can you feel that, buddy? Huh?
Have exercised the demons named Tom Brady and the Patriots, baby. That's what's happening. What is up? I am talking my shit because I can. I told y'all all season, that we're going to the Super Bowl. What? Not just chirps about New England and Pittsburgh and all that. Told y'all. Book it down. Best defense in the league. I've been saying it since day one. Called it. I don't even know what else to say. I can't wait for the Super Bowl. I am so pissed the Super Bowl is not today. I'm upset the Super Bowl is not going on right now because you know what? I can't wait because we going to let them have it. Going to let them have it.
That defense came to play.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it did. Tom Brady had no time, was getting his ass hit every play, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Every play, it was just like, hike, shit, I got to get rid of the ball. Every time. DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller were in that fool's face at all game. All game. No time. He couldn't get Gronk and Edelman on it. They wouldn't do nothing in the no-fly zone, baby. Keep to leave. Chris Harris and them boys was just like, nope, we ain't having it. Peyton had two beautiful touchdown passes early in the game. Yeah. To Owen Daniels. Very, very Peyton-esque for all the people who thought he was done. I'm just saying. But, you know, they kept it close. Peyton did what he was supposed to do.
You could not get past that end point.
I mean, it was just it kept getting to a point where I was just like, it's going to get to one of these fucking moments. Mm-hmm. It's coming down to one of these goddamn moments with Tom Brady again. Yeah, two fourth down plays. And you're just like, chuck it up to Gronk. Got him. Like, God. Oh! That is like his get out of jail free card. Just chuck it up to Gronkowski. He'll do something with it.
Yep, and then on them fourth downs, he had time.
And then the last one for the touchdown was just like, God, are you kidding me? Man, what?
Yeah, but Gronkowski was feeling it. I mean, you missed that's the point. I haven't said it all season, even though I've thought about it. I keep forgetting. I actually love the fact that they changed the PAT.
It made it harder.
Because all season, it was no gimmies no more.
Cats have been, I'm about to say, a bunch of dudes have missed extra points.
Steelers also, like, we just going for two about half the time. Like, fuck it, don't matter. Let's just go for it. So I like this. You know, when NFL keep changing rules every damn season, I'm sure it'll be another rule change come next season. But I do like that one.
Yeah.
I do like that. So he felt some kind of way. But stats, Tom Brady, 27 of 56, 310. Touchdown, two interceptions.
Picks. Two big picks.
You know, got sacked four times. Looked like he should have been sacked in about 10 that he threw it. He somehow got rid of the ball.
He was taking a beating.
Got hit 23 times.
You got knocked the fuck out.
I think they said the most he was hit before that offseason was like 12. Like, he was getting rocked all game.
I mean, this is the formula.
That's that.
You got to bring pressure.
And we got the best pass rushing tandem in the league.
Yeah.
I'm like Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. It's the perfect setup for them. When the MVP, I don't care, the MVP of Denver season is Wade fucking Phillips. He has been unbelievable in putting his defense together and the stuff I read with the Broncos and all that, he basically was just like, look, put these guys in positions to just master their strengths.
Yeah.
They good at pass rushing, let them go. Just let him, and he's like, they get aggressive. He'll blitz everybody at times if he needs. Like, he stays aggressive, and the team feeds off of that.
And they
play with an edge.
Yeah, no, he had a good game plan. I mean, on both sides, because they was getting that pressure, but at the same time, Tom Brady didn't have anybody to throw to. The windows was real tight. And you're like, God, is there anything open? I mean, and we saw on the last play somebody on Twitter. Hit us up about like that. Gronk was open for a minute on that
small second,
but I was like, he was rushed.
You're getting pressure in your face, dude. It's not like I'm just back there all day and I can just look and
I'm getting hit. Like it's gonna make you.
It got to a point in the second half, and you could see Tom Brady was looking around when the rush wasn't even there yet, and he's like, shit. But that's what happens. Mm-hmm. You get hit 20 damn times. You like, where they coming from?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, look, and this fun thing is, this was a defensive battle because New England's D wasn't like that, but it was on it.
And that's what I was telling people. I'm like, it's not like we played against a cupcake defense. About like, Peyton, the offense didn't really. I'm like, the New England's defense doesn't suck.
No. They were getting at him too.
Yeah.
Jamie Collins was on it. His name was getting called
all night, man. But. Peyton did what he had to do.
I mean, 17 and 32, 176 yards, two touchdowns, big thing, no interceptions, no turnovers, managed the game.
CJ Anderson, baby.
He had that nice big 30-yard play. He was like, oh, finally.
That's my dude. You got to just keep pounding
it. But hey, 16 carries.
You got to keep pounding
it. Ronnie Hillman, 11. I mean, I'm looking at New England had 17 total. Three of them was Tom Brady.
That's what I'm saying. And, man, shout out to Peyton Manning with that freaking run he did to get a first down. I was like, that is what you show that shows that you want it.
That was funny.
I was like, I want it.
Because first Brady did, and you were like, the hell? Did Brady just run for a first down? All of a sudden, oh, Peyton Manning, like, I can do it too. You're like, y'all trying to run?
I'm like, hey, that just shows you how much they wanted to win. I'm like, Peyton knows this is probably it for him. He's trying to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know they supposedly like cameras caught afterwards. And he said
Bill Belichick. Might be my last rodeo.
I mean, these dudes they have a history of battling and a lot of respect for each other.
Absolutely.
You know, two of the arguably top five quarterbacks in history. I mean, it was a game.
It was a great game. It was a fantastic game. It was a nail biter, man. Mm-hmm. It was a nail biter. I can't say I was just sitting pretty, just like, yeah, we gonna win. I mean, I was nervous at the end, but that big play interception on the 2-point conversion was big. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah,
let's go. And now we off to the big show.
Yeah,
they want to win it for DeMarcus, and they want to win it for Peyton.
Yeah.
So let's roll.
You know, and a lot of it is they want to, you know, get some of that bitter taste off their mouth from 2 years ago when they got that ass whooped.
Yeah, let's just call it what it is. Mm-hmm. Got beat down.
that was
embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
That was the worst birthday gift I've ever had in my life.
It was your birthday. It was on Super Bowl Sunday.
I'm like, thank God it ain't again this season. Because
geared up and ready.
I was like, yeah, let's roll. And it's over in the first 30 seconds. I'm like, God damn, what? Not this season.
Nope.
Not this season.
Yep. So let's talk about your opponent.
All right.
I mean, damn.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Yeah, they did.
Damn.
I mean, Arizona disappointed me like nobody's business. I call them the most balanced team in the league, and they did not show up. I thought I had money on them going and winning. They did not show up. So it is what it is. Shout out to Carolina's D. I mean, they shut him down.
Yeah, they did.
They shut him down. Carson Palmer couldn't do nothing. I mean, the one player on their team that showed up was David Johnson. That's the only dude that showed up for that game. Everybody else was nowhere to be found.
49-15.
It's an embarrassment. 7 turnovers? I mean, my God.
Yeah.
That was pathetic.
I mean, let's look at him. Carson Palmer, 23-40. 235 yards, a touchdown, 4 interceptions. And he had, what, I want to say 2 or 3.
I think he had 2 fumbles at least.
2 fumbles. My God. Off.
Horrible. I know they said one of his fingers was jacked up.
Yeah, that was before that. That was like, he was dealing with that for a minute.
I don't want to, you know, but he ain't using that as no excuse, and neither am I. He played like garbage.
Nah, it just...
That Carolina D killed him. They smothered him, man. They were in his face all night, too.
Mm-hmm. And that offense was just... It was rolling. On all cylinders.
They was rolling. Cardinals D couldn't do jack.
Nope. Jonathan Stewart, 19 carries for 83 yards. Cameron at 47 times. He was 19-28. 335 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. And the interception was just... I mean, it was just mistakes all around. Yep. Carson came out just not hitting, was just off his game. You know, then it was like, what? I think it was 17-7, second quarter, about to go into the half. Like 5 minutes before the half, they getting the ball back. Trash talking Patrick Peterson. I wasn't mad at him trying to go and, you know, get the ball and run it. Oops. I can't hold on to the ball. Give it right back. 24-7. They come up and score. Then you try to get it back. Maybe we can do something under this 2 minutes. Up, turnover. And then it just snowballed.
It was ugly.
I mean, Fitzgerald's dropping passes. It just, all of that, it seeped. You can just feel it like the whole team's confidence was just down.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Carolina's just, we just putting up points.
They just feeling themselves, boy. I ain't mad at them.
We ain't letting our foot off the gas tonight. Hell no.
They kept the foot on the gas and cut the throats off them fools. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus.
Taking pictures at the end. Kids just like, oh, they in the red zone. Let's go down.
Give me the balls.
Yeah.
Give me the balls. The only blemish, the only thing that cats didn't care for, which I didn't really either, was at the end. They were up damn near like 30 points or something.
Yeah, they're going to go.
And they went
for
2.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, come on. I get it. I get you trying to, you know, send a message that. Yeah. We trying to win.
I mean, you could have done that maybe.
Come on, dude. Just kick the damn extra
quarter,
point.
Maybe even the second. You're like, let's just go. But, I mean, if you're up by like 30-some point and the team clearly is not doing nothing. Like, if they score a touchdown, you're like, okay, we still up 4 scores.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. It was a little bush league and not cool. But, you know, it is what it is. They kicked their ass. So, I guess they got the right to talk all the smack they want and do what they want. Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I know Bruce Arians chewed that team out.
Yeah, it was just it was bad on all sides.
Yeah,
Carson Palmer took it, which he should. Look, I like Carson Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, now he can't. You know, he had, this was his best moment with his best team, and he came up short. He didn't come. You know, some of that is on the defense getting to him, and some is just like, those are just bad throws.
Yep.
And he's going to have a long summer himself.
Ugh. Yeah, well, I mean, the team, they're still a good team.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come back next year. They'll, you know, they'll fix some holes and plug some holes mm-hmm. and, you know, make another run for it. But
yeah, I do. Terrible, you know, man. They'll add to the running game. I think David Johnson will get used more.
He'll probably be the primary starter going forward, I'm sure.
Yeah, at least they got to have more than one guy. Yeah. That would have helped out. And Carlos Palmer, it's just another year. He's come back with that bad taste. He was healthy, knock on wood.
Stay that way.
Hopefully they can get some health. I know, you know, no honey badger, but, I mean, it was just a flat-out beatdown.
Yeah.
Patrick Peterson ain't going to be doing much talking over the all season because he almost blew it the game before.
Yeah.
I meant to watch it just so I could see Deion be like, bruh, he was talking mad trash about you last week.
Oof.
He was like, I'm going to make up for it. And then you just – he basically put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Because like they still had good field position, at least go down one score going into the locker room. Now we down three. Like, okay.
Mm.
So now we got the good showdown.
Yep. Panthers and Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kev. Kevin hates hip hop.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, man.
That's what he wanted.
Yep,
he called it.
How you feel? I mean, y'all are like what? Is it 5.5 points now?
Mm-hmm. As I told one of my boys yesterday, when he was like, "I think I'm leading towards Carolina." I was, that's fine. We're gonna lose. Yeah, we're gonna lose. We're gonna get our asses kicked. That's fine. Keep on with it. That's fine. Everybody, go ahead and talk all the shit you want.
Everybody
we're gonna get our butts kicked, and everybody. Fine. We're going to get our asses kicked. That's fine. That's fine. I just want to remind people of a few things, a few tidbits, just to keep in mind, you know. So that's all I'm saying. This is just my two cents from how I see it. So first of all, let's start with the wide receivers. If you look at Carolina's receiving corps, most of y'all really, honestly, they would be called average at best.
This is not counting Greg Olsen.
I'm saying wide receivers.
Yep.
I'm not talking about tight ends. Wide receivers specifically. Ted Ginn, Phillip Brown, Jericho Cotchery. I mean, seriously. Now let's look at Denver's. You got Aqib Talib, Chris Harris, Bradley Roby. I mean, clearly advantage Denver in that aspect. So now let's move on to tight end. Yes, tight end. We got another tight end we got to worry about, just like we had to with Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Wade Phillips is going to come up with some kind of scheme to try to shut him down. We'll see if it works. We have good linebackers that can cover, that are fast, so we'll see. Now, the key really is going to be Carolina's offensive line. They haven't been bad all season, but going into this season, it wasn't like they were a top-notch offensive line. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of questions going in about their O-line.
And they're better than the Steelers and the Patriots
yes.
at this point. So,
we'll see.
It won't be as easy.
Nope, not at all, especially against the defense they're going against. Need I remind people, the last time we were in the Super Bowl, we did not have Chris Harris. We did not have Von Miller either. So we're missing two of our best defensive players in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got them back. We played Carolina, what, 2 years ago? Because Peyton was there. And we kicked their ass. And Von Miller sacked Cam like 3 times. So I'm sure he remembers.
Yep.
Sure Cam remembers.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, and after that dominant performance that they came off of against New England, they know this is it. Mm-hmm. This the last game for the season. It is time to prove they the best defense in the league. Cam Newton is getting his ass pressured all game long.
Yeah, it's going to be a different.
It's a different beast. It's a different game, baby. You ain't at home no more.
Yeah, this guy
is an even playing field.
Guy is hard to tackle.
He's very hard to tackle.
He's not a traditional pocket quarterback. He can do a lot. I mean, he basically is the offense. So I'm ready to see that battle because that is a great matchup.
Yep.
I'll be so zoned in on that when Cam Newton is on offense.
And that's
the matchup.
No, you know? No disrespect to Carolina's defense. Carolina's defense is good as hell. So it's going to be up to Peyton to have to use his brain. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he has studied film beyond film.
Oh, he's been taking these 2 weeks.
He soaked it all in. He has probably seen every fucking game this season from Carolina like a few times and has studied everything, everybody's tendencies, all that stuff. So it's up to him. He's going to have to diagnose, which we all know he's one of the best at doing. We'll see. The key for all Denver's offense is going to be Demaryius Thomas. His monkey ass can't drop no passes like that in big spots.
No, he got to wake up.
He's been okay. He has not been like top-notch receiver like we paid him to be. He's got to step up. This is his time to shine.
Yeah,
this is a big moment for him. You know.
Yeah, we're not expecting him. I guess he's going to be covered by what?
Josh Norman will cover him most of the time due to his size. But he's got to take advantage of that size speed advantage he has over most dudes and beast these dudes.
Yeah, he's got to make some plays, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. He's got to be there. I mean, Denver as a whole, their offense has to play better.
Yes.
They've been okay. But it was a lot of moments where it was just three and out. Like, you had a chance with New England. Like, just get a field goal just to give yourself a two touchdown. Like, you got to at least have two score gap to give your defense some help. I mean, people are making this, of course, out. It's quarterbacks are always going to get the lead story.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that in a second. But
part of my 5 minutes. Yeah,
Okay. Denver, their defense has been their number one weapon all season.
Yep.
Peyton Manning will tell you that. I mean, you know, everybody's giving Manning a lot of credit, and he's like, it's the other side that's gotten us here. So they know. So that battle's going to be good. I can't wait for this game, man.
It's going to be a great game. And I've told people I am the type of person, I'm pulling for Cam too, to an extent, because I like seeing the black quarterbacks win. I root for the black quarterbacks. So yeah, I'm pulling for Cam to an extent, but bottom of my heart is pulling for these Broncos. Of course, they best win this game.
You want to win, period.
I want to win, period.
I'm
be pissed off if I lose, but I'll be happy for Cam.
I'm happy either way. I'm leaning towards Carolina only because
that's fine.
I think I trust their offense a little bit more.
That's fine.
Than Denver's offense. That's it. It's not by a lot. Fine. But if Peyton goes out on top, which I know a lot of people like. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with, you know, guy who's been the superstar player. Cam has, you know, quieted a lot of haters. Because there's a lot.
He's quieted some.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to hate, regardless. Period. I mean, he's already come out and said, look, I'm different. There's been nothing like me before.
There hasn't.
No. You've had a quarterback, I mean, who's similar, but he's not Michael Vick at all.
He's not
McNabb either.
The closest quarterback I've seen to him as far as, like, size and stature, you know, be it, you know, arm talent, all that, is Dante Culpepper. That's the closest quarterback I've seen to that type of physique. And Dante Culpepper is not as good as Cam Newton.
No. And as far as, you know, elite type, he's very Ben Roethlisberger-esque, with just being hard to tackle, you know, make plays, keep things alive, can't bring the dude down. So I'm excited, man. This is going to be
going to be a great battle, man. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait for this week with all the sound bites.
Oh,
I can't wait for them. Because, I know Josh Norman and Keeb Tlaib are going to be running their damn mouths. I know they are. I know. Not even necessarily about each other, but just in general. They're just going to be running their damn mouths. I know they are.
Oh, you know
them too. They're going to be talking their ass.
Oh, we don't get no more. I'm just here so I won't get fined stuff.
Oh, no. You're going to hear some chit chat. Don't worry, folks. You'll hear Von Miller talking about chickens and shit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of dumb
questions. It's going to be a lot of stupid questions. And Peyton Manley, I'm sure, is going to be asked about stupid HGH, and he's going to be like, shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Garbage, as I've said the last 50 times.
Yep. So much about it. Is this it?
Yep. He's going to hear about retirement. Yep. Von Miller's probably going to be asked about free agency.
Yep.
You coming back? He coming back.
Cam Newton will probably have to deal with a lot of the race questions.
Yep.
And, you know, you're different. Yep. People doubting you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some kind of way. I'm glad he spoke up when he did.
I'm proud of him for that. I was very proud.
He didn't go full in like, let me really tell y'all what's on my mind.
Yeah.
But he enough where people got it.
Yeah, he broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
He broke it down for people, which I appreciated.
So
shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, man. Let's get into some other news.
It just popped.
This is Calvin Johnson.
Sources said. Now it ain't confirmed, nope. But sources have said he done.
Calvin
Megatron
told Coach Jim Caldwell that 2015 would be his last season.
Megatron is gone.
Yeah, we don't know, but
sources said, dang.
I mean, the sport is brutal. So anybody who at some point is like, yo, I don't want to do this no more. I respect them for that.
And I get it. You know, we saw Patrick Willis doing some of these other guys from San Francisco, and we heard rumors about it that it could happen. And wow, I'm just like, damn. I guess part of it is just because he's Megatron.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, man. You don't want to see you go out like this.
You know, because he top three receiver in the
game. Absolutely, man.
Just like, damn, really? No, but then also it's like,
do you want
look at the team he played for.
Do you want to go through another probably losing season?
Yeah, because I'm not putting him.
I ain't putting my money on Matt Stafford. And I'm not putting them over Minnesota and Green Bay.
Nope.
So that leaves you at least third in the division. We don't know what Chicago's going to do.
NFC conference.
But, I'm about to say, we don't know what Chicago's going to do, who they could improve.
And this is take heed to everybody. When you're ready for that big money, don't let them spread it out. Be like, you know what? Let me get that 3-year joint.
Yeah, this ain't baseball.
Yeah.
Where they can just afford to do that.
Yeah,
this screws up your whole salary cap.
Yeah, this is going to make people not want to do that. Probably on both ends. I don't think any GMs are like, we ain't giving you Calvin Johnson contract like that.
Well, you saw Dez and Demaryius got 5 years, but they're young enough.
Right. That's 5 years.
Exactly.
Now you can go through about 3 years of sucking and then be like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to do this anymore. And then you can get out. He signed an 11-year deal.
Yep.
It's sad to say, like, God, you really gonna leave?
Well, if he does leave, I mean, he one of the great receivers of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
As far as where he ranks as the all-time receivers, I mean, he can only be up so far only because he playoff-wise, he didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as just, you know, that's not all his fault. Very similar to Barry Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
That is not all the blame was not on him. Because, I mean, if it wasn't for him, Detroit would be horrible.
Yep. Should have been in that silver and black. But, you know.
Oh, Raiders, R.I.P. man. Yes. Seriously. Came out and you were just like, this dude is he guaranteed beast in the NFL. Because you were just like, Now, this is somebody you ain't never seen before. With this size-speed combination, he's like, he's 6... Yeah. He's 6 what? Right. Like, 6'5", 240, runs a 4.3 40. You're like...
Throw it up, he gonna get it.
How can he not be the number one pick? We want Jamarcus Russell.
He's a big quarterback with an arm. Like, that's all these little... He's got an arm.
Quarterback. All you need is a quarterback who just chuck it up to the
he's
guy. He's
fast. That's what they was into.
Yeah, okay.
He's big. Like, okay.
That was a big whiff.
Does he have it upstairs?
Thank you. You ain't never heard Calvin Johnson getting in no kind of trouble or nothing. He was a model citizen.
They regretting that to this day.
I know Raider fans kicking. Yeah, Al Davis is like, God damn you, Al Davis.
Yeah. Speaking of folk retiring, you know, it came out the Seahawks GM thinks Marshawn Lynch is leaning towards that. I mean, we'll see.
I think that's code for we getting rid of him.
Yeah, it feels like
we are pretty much prepared to move on without him.
Yeah,
that's basically what that's code for. Like, yep.
He's either retiring or he's leaving.
Without you know, we give him the boot.
Either
he retire or we'll make his decision easy. But you know, hey, I mean, if Marshawn Lynch want to play more, I mean, he can go somewhere.
Yeah.
Go with that silver and black.
Yeah, because they may come somewhere. I mean, we already got Vegas. The news that, you know, Vegas is a possibility.
No! I don't know if the NFL is down with that. Even though came out, they sent a memo that no location is you know, no location's off limits. Yeah. But you know the NFL is like, nigga, everybody gets in trouble just regularly in just random cities. You want to send them to Sin City?
Right. That's a lot.
All we gonna get is just like, this dude got arrested. Mm. This dude got in trouble. This guy got in trouble. He got gambling issues. And it's too much. And it's the Raiders, too, of all teams. With them fans. No offense, Raider fans. Not in Vegas.
Right.
Hell to the nizzle. No,
but there is some.
I mean, it's possible, though. Yeah,
but there's a glimmer of hope, though. Chargers have said they'll be in San Diego for 2016. Mm. Long term, we don't know.
So you were right. They got a whole year mm-hmm. to decide. And I guess they're soaking that, every day up.
There's somewhere where I think they can extend it for another year if need be. Mm. I mean, look, I
think they're really trying to work out something to stay in the city. They don't want to leave.
Yeah, they do. And
they don't want to leave.
In all honesty,
I don't blame them.
I'm an LA dude, so I like having two teams of everything here. Straight up, Raiders do need to stay in Oakland. First choice, something need to be worked out in Oakland. However, though, I know they like, work it out in San Diego. Because we coming.
Oh, yeah. If San Diego ends up staying in San Diego, you will see the L.A. Raiders once again. Yeah. They're going to be the Raiders and Rams will be here together again.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing the same damn stadium.
I like
stadium.
The Chargers in Dago, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, I like them in San Diego. I think they should stay there.
Yeah, that works for me. Plus, I know, the owner is not really fond of...
not the Rams owner. Nope. Yeah, Stan Kroenke. That bitch-ass nigga fucking... Hornswoggle would be back in the day. I am good on him.
Yeah, so we're going
to... That's funny.
We'll see about that. I heard this thing about former Steeler Antoine Randall.
Yeah.
He didn't want to play football. This is also coming out. It's supposed to be a survey that I've seen from Deadspin. There were a lot of players who feel like
the doctors,
team staff or not... Yeah, or team doctors.
Don't have their best interests at heart.
Yeah, I'm like, that's about 46%. They... said they trust teen doctors. I'm like, wow, this is it. And I'm talking about, he's having problems just getting downstairs.
Yeah.
He getting dizzy. And he's like, if I knew all this, he's like, I should just play baseball.
Yeah, I remember him coming out of, I believe it was Indiana. He was, he would be dual threat, man. He could have played baseball or football. He went to football. He was good.
Yeah.
He was good with Steelers and the Redskins. He was a good player, but... Yeah, man. You feel for these players, dude. And I hate to say it, a lot of them don't have their best interests at heart because we're in the business of winning games.
Yeah.
And if you are one of the best players, 75% of you is better than nothing.
Yeah, and they'll just, because sometimes it does feel weird with all the talk of the concussions. And they're like, oh, this dude suffered a concussion. And then like.
2 days
10
later.
Minutes. Well, not even that. It's like 10 minutes later in the game. They're like, oh, well, hell, he went through it.
He passed the protocol.
It, and he's going back out there. And you're like, well, how does some guys not pass it, but then he passed? Like, well, he passed it, but he can go back out? Like, okay. Because some guys look like they get beat up. I mean, it's a violent sport.
Mm-hmm.
And, people feel. I still remember when LT had an ankle thing. Danny Thomas in that playoff game, and he was sitting out. Fools was like, the hell is wrong with him?
Mm-hmm.
Boo! He ain't playing. You're like, he hurt.
Yeah, bad, too. He's hurt. I mean, you...
Jay Cutler, all that. We questioning your desire because you don't want to play hurt. And like, I don't know that pain threshold.
I mean, you don't want... But you don't want to see these guys in the like Terrell Davis' career in it, where he's basically like bone on bone on his knees. And I'm like... Good God Almighty. Like, can you even walk?
Right. Does it hurt to just walk regularly?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to see that happen to these
guys
dudes. But
spend their whole life afterwards just on painkillers. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I saw an article, the Bronco DL, Antonio Smith, where he's basically like, I got medical staff that I pay for. You got to get yourself a good system, chiropractor, massage therapist, stress therapist. A lot of guys are doing IVs now. Take care of your body. You got to do that. The team doesn't supply it. You spend the money.
Exactly. And that's the other thing.
You have to
listen to your own body, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do the necessary steps to take care of your own body.
Yeah.
You can't just rely on them.
No, and if you feel like they are team doctors, so they may be partial to
the
team.
Get a second opinion.
Yeah, then you get your own people and be like, oh, that's what you said. Okay, I'm going to go to mine.
Exactly.
And I'm going to see what he said. I'm going to go to these people and get that work done. I ain't mad at them. And I mean,
at all.
You're making $30 million and, bonus money and whatnot. Hey, if you want to have a decent life afterwards, you better get checked.
Always, so, constantly, man.
I'm with that.
Absolutely.
What's this craziness with the Browns? That's all. Josh Gordon's applying for reinstatement. Good luck with that.
I mean, for most part, people have said he's been. I mean, I really, for his credit, haven't heard anything about him since pretty much since he's been suspended. It's been pretty quiet on that front.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's taking the time to get his head on straight. Hopefully he wasn't just sitting back smoking pot all fucking day and just relaxing. But hopefully he was just, you know, getting his life together. And hey, if he, you know,
show
some maturity, show some remorse for the actions that he stupidly did, you know, in the past, then, you know, he should get another opportunity, and I hope he does, because he's a great player.
Yep. And then more with that terrible franchise. They were supposedly
Johnny Manziel
called to investigate Johnny Manziel
again. The brother just can't stay out the news.
You know, he's gone. Him and his girl, and everything's kind of cool. They haven't really said anything.
Hey, we all know what's really going on. There was some possible domestic violence.
Yep.
Let's just call it what it is.
Second incident in like 3 months.
They trying to keep it quiet because let's, you know. When it was Ray Rice though, we just showering the DV word all over that. But if it's Johnny Manziel, let's keep it a little quiet. We're still investigating. We don't know what it is yet. Nigga, it's domestic violence. Come on. What really? Yeah. Really? Let's just keep it real.
No, people not gonna get mad till let's see some pictures.
Oh,
I got a problem now.
F that, man. This ain't the first time they've had issues with he and his girlfriend. Let's not forget the whole incident with the car.
Yeah.
Where she was talking about she was fearing for her life and whatnot. And he slammed her head into a window. Clearly, he's hit her before.
Yeah, because this feels like I'm calling. Oh, what happened? Nothing. Like,
and, I mean, I'm stupid. Let me just, for the dummies out there who don't know, if you call the police and hang up, they're going to call you back.
Yeah.
It's not like they just don't know who called them. Something pops up on the screen, shows the number, and they're going to call you right back and see if everything's okay. So, duh. So, yeah, I mean, just like, come on, man.
No evidence of a crime scene.
Whatever.
They're not naming the woman.
Whatever.
She feared for her ex-boyfriend's life, and all. I don't know. It's a lot going on.
So, Johnny, and the bottom line is Johnny Football ain't going to be in Cleveland much longer. He's gone.
Nope.
Hugh Jackson don't want to deal with him. Don't want him. They moving on.
You eat it.
Whatever.
You shouldn't have picked him in the first place.
Seriously.
Especially not that high.
Told y'all. Told y'all.
No, you're going to take that cap hit. Just take it.
Just eat it.
Eat it. And
he can go to Dallas.
Yeah, move on.
Yep.
And then I saw this. Eagles hired Doug Peterson. As head coach.
Bringing him back to Philly.
Where was he at before?
Well, he played for Philly.
Yeah.
For a long time. I mean, he was with Kansas City with Andy Reid.
Oh, okay. He's been on that staff.
Yeah, right. But, you know, coming on back to his roots where he played football and all that good stuff. Good for him. I mean, it almost feels like, well, we were doing so good with Andy. Let's kind of bring back somebody who knows his system. Because, I mean, after Andy Reid left, they haven't really been great. They've been okay.
Yeah, he got him to the playoffs and whatnot.
He got him to the Super Bowl.
Who's that?
No, he got him to the NFC Championship.
Oh,
Andy Reid.
Excuse me. Yeah, he did. But, I mean, after he left, I mean, look, he had been there a long time.
Yeah.
He feel like he peaked and guys were just not
kind of tuning him out. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you be there. I mean, same thing with Tom Coughlin. Like,
yeah.
At some point, it's just time.
You need a fresh new voice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
can't suck. Like, it's not like, okay, we just scraping by, we get in, but we losing. Like, when we ain't win, them other seasons, we was ass.
Yeah.
So I understand that. With them, same thing with Andy Reid. It just wasn't the same. You're like, maybe it's time to move on.
And kudos to them, to getting a fresh start, move on from Chip Kelly. Get the aura of Philly back. I mean, they brought back somebody who I'm sure a lot of the Eagles fans liked and respected. And we're just like, cool. We got somebody who actually knows Philadelphia, who knows how the fans are, who knows what they want, you know. So I think it's a good fit.
No, I think so, too.
Going to run the same offense Andy Reid used to run. So Philly fans should be used to seeing that. lot of passes, a lot of checkdowns, and
all that. You know, maybe he'll find a better use for DeMarco Murray
and Jonathan and Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, nothing to work that out.
Yeah,
but before we head to break, give me your prediction for your Super Bowl.
Super Bowl prediction. Well, obviously, I'm going with the Denver Broncos. I think it's going to be a tight game. I told Chris, I think the first team to score 20 points is going to win. So I'm going to go Denver over Carolina 24-19.
All right. I agree. I think it's going to be close again. I think Cam will make enough plays to get the lead. I don't think Broncos will be able to fully come back. I would say Carolina. Carolina, I'd go 24-20.
Okay.
I think it's going to be close. Ain't no 30-point outbreak and all that. Should be close.
Yeah, it should be a close game. Shouldn't be no blowout like the last time the Broncos were in the Super Bowl.
No.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, last season was great, except for the ending.
Yes.
Unless y'all in New England. But this time, I mean, hey, either way, I'm happy for them. Let's not divide them. Let's just enjoy the game.
Exactly.
And if Cam wins and you hate Cam, oh well.
Mm-hmm.
Take it.
For sure. Can't wait.
No, I can't
Seven
either.
More days.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Last bit of football.
Yeah, it's sad. That's the sad part.
Somebody asked, are y'all watching the Pro Bowl?
Maybe. I might tune in for a little
check bit. Check a little bit.
It's not the same. It's not the same as it used to be.
You just don't have to feel.
I mean, number one, you're just like the two teams in the Super Bowl. They players ain't playing.
No. Nope.
So first of all, you ain't gonna have the actual Pro Bowl players in there anyway.
People
so
pull out, and guys do pull out. That's always funny to me. Like Aaron Rodgers, my knee, I can't go. I'm like, oh, you can't go, or you don't want to go.
I mean, it's not the same.
No, people do that a lot. Every time you're like,
yeah,
yep, yeah, he's getting replaced.
Yeah,
because he doesn't want. He's a little nicked up, and he doesn't want to go. I'm like, wow.
God.
Like, I don't want to go.
Yep. It's gotten to that point. So they got to do something with it.
We're going to keep it as it is. Mm. It's the Pro Bowl. You make the All-Pro team, that's what's up.
Yep.
Pro Bowl.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I do like the format a little better when you get to kind of.
Where you draft.
Yeah.
Where they draft, yeah.
Yeah, that was a better change-up, but still a Pro Bowl.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to take a break. Enjoy the music. We will be back. Get into some of this NBA talk. We got a gang of that.
Yes, sir.
We got some feedback we got to discuss.
Oh, now, here we go.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour.
Who run it? 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 These bitches ain't running. Run, shit with y'all mouth. Cause the first hater step the first hater getting toast. These bitches ain't running. Run, shit with y'all mouth. Cause the first hater step the first hater getting toast. These bitches ain't running. Run, shit with y'all mouth. Cause the first hater step the first hater getting toast. These bitches ain't running. Run, shit with y'all mouth. Cause the first one y'all step the first one on my toes.
These niggas got plenty ammo, but they ain't got plenty guns. I'm pussing that luxury car. Or pop your jaw, diamond ring. Bitch, don't hate me, hate the bank. For stacks of cheese that I take. Or hate my shiny wristband. And big ass rims I rotate. See, flick for flick when I'm coming. Got stuff to stick at the stomach. They wonder what I brought in. They wonder what I got coming. Niggas, I'm coming like this. I'll be your mouth like a bitch. Taste me when you think of me. I'm bread and water.
What's the business? It's that player that you love to hate. Always see come out the bank. Always have to miss my name. When you hide on the drink. Catch up with this boy, you can't. Cause you know I'm holding rank. When you see the platinum rolling with the ice and make it rain. Through the streets, now have you heard? Stop the mafia dropping birds. Running from the knives and cops. Throwing out the bags of earth. Ain't afraid to cut the steel. Politics to make you feel. If you wanna bum me out, Cartier's in a struggling grill.
Bitches ain't running. Run, shit with y'all mouth. Cause the first hater step the first hater getting toast. These bitches ain't running. Run, shit with y'all mouth. Cause the first hater step the first hater getting toast.
I can't take it anymore. I'm about to explode. All I wanna do is win the G's.
of supper. Wipe it, MCs look like Bounty the Crew, that'll say to be eater up. If it was Rips, gas, gun them all down. Even ghost town, stick, splash brains on the ground. With a cannon round, fall back, bashing in his back. Beating bitches down, battle lights, blaze, busses, bones. Body never found, catch a close encounter. Got the Anna kills out these rap bones. Chemical reaction, cobra venom shot into his arm.
Y'all, we're back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to talk some sports, you want to talk some football, who y'all got in the Super Bowl, you want to see Cam pull it out, you hoping Peyton Manning gets to get the nice farewell a la John Elway, or you just happy that New England ain't even didn't make it. Hit us up, man. Let's talk about it. Via Twitter, at Brothers Lemon. Hotline 323-455-4219. Email thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On the website, blackisonline.com.
Let us know how you feel. For sure.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's go.
All right, so let's jump into some feedback we got.
All right. Let's go.
Yeah, we got a nice amount. Let me start with the homie Baylor the Great.
What up, Baylor? What's up, brother? How's little Bailey doing?
Yeah. She's doing good.
For sure, for sure.
He actually sent us two, but this one found an interesting question. Mm-hmm. Somebody on my timeline says something that caught my attention. He said, this year's Panthers are the Warriors of the NFL. I find it ironic because Peyton has been considered one of the greatest of all times, some may say prematurely, but has had struggles, dare I say failures, in the playoffs and in championship games. Very similar to LeBron James, whose recent loss was last year to the Warriors. Is it safe to say that Peyton Manning is a LeBron James of football? I'd say no.
LeBron, no. I can't call LeBron James the Peyton Manning of football.
Yeah, Peyton Manning. Like,
Peyton Manning the LeBron James of football. Only because, LeBron didn't necessarily change the way the game is played. To an extent, he's just a physical specimen of the likes we've never seen before. And in that sense, I would compare him to Cam Newton as just the physical specimen with the athletic ability that you've never really seen on that platform before. Yeah. Peyton Manning literally changed the way the game is played. I mean, before Peyton, you never really saw quarterbacks doing all the audibles and calling plays at the line of scrimmage and all this other stuff. Peyton completely changed all that.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I'm like, can't.
Yeah, and the other thing for Peyton. Peyton didn't get the hate that LeBron James had.
No.
He never came in with the hype. I mean, look, there was just people had to decide, was it him or Ryan Leaf as a number one pick?
Yep.
There was no discussion with
LeBron. Yeah, it wasn't like Peyton was at Tennessee and everybody's like, that's the number one pick in a couple years. It was like, he's good, but, you know, we'll see.
LeBron's in 11th grade. Like, yep, I'm picking
on
him
on the
number
cover
one
of
pick.
Sports Illustrated, yeah. Like, he's the number one pick when he come out of high school.
Right.
Yeah. No question.
Right. Now, you can't say that they've had championships but have had struggles in the playoffs. So I'm like, okay, but it's not the same. It's not the same like that. Yeah, Peyton Manning has ushered in a new thing. It's just different.
Yeah.
It's just different.
And as far as Golden State being, or Carolina being like the Golden State, I don't know. That's out of the blue.
I mean, they had, yeah. But
I mean, you kind of saw their blueprint before that. Yeah. When Mark Jackson was the coach of the team, and I mean, Steve Kerr just came in.
I mean, and yeah. The switch I mean, if you're saying them. It, if you're treating it like this season where they just came out
guns
and
blazing,
hot,
then yeah,
yeah. But I can see that. Before that, Golden State was still good.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just they just took a huge leap.
Yeah.
Now the Panthers took a huge leap, but they were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They were seven. It wasn't like
they were average.
Golden State barely making the playoffs, and then the next season they putting up 65 wins.
Yeah.
So I see kind of the similarities, but no, I wouldn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but appreciate that. I know you got another one in here.
Yes, sir.
This one is from Mama G.
Mama G, what's happening? Going on?
Hello, gentlemen. Hope your new year is going great. Well, it's good to hear your shows this year just in time for the NFL playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been so fantastic with close games beside it at the last minute. Meltdowns and all. Loves Johnson's loyalty to his fellow grandpa and the Denver Broncos, but doubt if the defense can cover Mr. Geriatric and pull out the win. Hope it doesn't come down to a Hail Mary.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm looking for the Panthers and Patriots Super Bowl.
Woo!
Almost.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mama G, but, you know, Patriots, Broncos, Panthers, and that's okay, you know. Look, it's fine. Nobody gave us a chance against against New England either, so.
Nope.
We squashed that. So, you know, nobody wants to give us a chance against Carolina. That's fine. That's fine. That's okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
No, no. Switching to basketball.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know, Jonathan, that you much agreed with Mr. G of Hoopla regarding LeBron. When I heard you reference Bron sexuals, I pulled out my membership card but was so happy Mr. G had backup. Guys, love your review of the top 10 all-time list of players by position. Chris's calm commentary in contrast to Jonathan's passionate rebuttals was hilarious. Yes, Jonathan, LeBron is already top 10. At least he has been to the finals for the last 8 years.
I'm not saying feel he's like not it. Top 10, but you can't crown that boy number one yet.
Yeah, not number one small forward yet. Can't do that yet.
Mm-mm.
Steph Curry has only gone once and he is already top 10. Yeah, that's BS.
Nonsense.
At least Bron carried all the teams he got to the finals. Granted, it is watered down league, especially in the East. Great job, guys. Looking forward to our convo next week after the games on Sunday.
Woo-hoo.
Mama G, Hoopla's number one fan.
Appreciate that, Mama G. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would put LeBron James. LeBron James
in the top 10.
Yeah, he's in the top. We'll have to have that
discussion.
He ain't
number one.
We'll
that's my only gripe. Yeah. He's not number one.
As a whole, as a top 10 for small forwards, yeah, he's definitely in
he's
the top three.
He's definitely in there. Oh, yeah.
You
wow.
know, with,
top three.
With a... Dr. J and Bird.
And Bird?
Yeah, I would put him there. I just can't crown a number one yet.
Nah. I definitely can't give him a number one. No. Next to the nah.
Steph Curry, that just made no sense. That's just somebody caught up in the moment.
Yeah, that just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, but because you're projecting that he's going to do this for like the next 10 years.
Get out of here.
We don't know that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, appreciate that.
Love the feedback. Much mm-hmm. appreciated.
Let's see. This other one from Bella the Great. Trey Stacey Dash.
Oh.
Yeah, no worries. I got some for her. What's your all NBA white boy squad by position / starting five? This is his. Center, Arvydas Sabonis. Power forward, Tom Chambers. Small forward, Tony Kukoc. Shooting guard, Brent Berry. Point guard, Jason White Chocolate Williams. P.S. Is anybody in the East that will compete with the Cavs a serious competitor?
Look, hater. Be hating on my Bulls, bruh. It's all good, man. You know what? It's all good. See, people just love to hate on my squads, but it's all good. It's all love. As far as your all-white boy team.
Yeah. Now, I saw when it was like...
I heard on Hoopla.
It was like your G-isms. Like, you didn't say. You said white, but you got Europeans in here.
Well, he has a European as a center.
Yeah, and as a small forward.
So, I assume you could use Euros.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, so fine. All right, so center, I'm going to go Pau Gasol.
Okay.
Well, actually, you know what? All time.
Yeah, but he's... I don't consider... He's...
Fine.
He's Spanish, so I don't consider
okay.
him.
That's right. You are true.
Label.
You are true.
You
that is true.
Label.
So center, I'm going to go Rick Smits.
Okay.
My boy. Power forward, Dirk.
Yeah.
Small forward, Larry Bird. That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Shooting guard, Can I use this as a shooting guard? Can I use Chris Mullin?
If you want to, it's your
Chris lineup. I'm going to put Chris Mullin as shooting guard. Pff, I got shooters galore, baby. And then point guard, I love White Chocolate. I just want to use a different person, though. I'm put Mark Price in there. Cats forgot about Mark Price.
Yeah, they did.
That boy can shoot and pass his butt off. Nah, I'll stick with Mark Price. I was about to say, should I put John Stockton in there? Nah, I'll stick with Mark Price. I'll stick with Mark Price. Go ahead, Marky Mark.
Yeah, hey.
Cleveland, I'm giving you some love. There you go.
Yeah, I'm listening because I know they answered on that too. Who did I?
Could throw Detlef Schrempf up in there.
I know. But let's see.
George Bearson.
Who did I?
Well, he's more.
I'm trying to remember who I had as my center, and it's just escaping me.
Arvidas?
See, the only thing is, like, if you're talking about, like, when I'm counting him as his, I'm looking at an NBA career.
Mm-hmm.
And for NBA, I can't put him that. I don't think I can put him that high.
Ooh.
Arvidas Sabonis.
Arvidas Sabonis?
I mean, he was the bomb. You just want to see him in his prime.
Yeah.
Overseas.
Yeah.
Point guard.
John Stockton.
No, Storm used Pistol Pete.
John Stockton.
The Philly Mary, but I'll go with Stockton.
Of course.
Shooting guard. Who the hell y'all left off the great logo, Jerry West? What? Jerry West, shooting guard, easy.
I like Jerry, but, you know, I love me some Chris Mullin. Yeah. That boy was money.
Yeah. Small forward. Oh, that's right. Small forward, yes, Larry Bird.
Easy. That was easy.
Mm-hmm. Power forward, I'm going with Dirk.
That was easy.
And for center, so they've been taking, you know, I'm going to go different. I'm going to put Kevin McHale at center.
Ooh, okay. I mean, there's honestly a bunch of
Yeah, players. And if we wanted to go specifically Caucasian, then I would substitute Dirk for Chris Mullin.
If we're going specifically Caucasian, I would sub Dirk. Who would I put at the four?
Forgive me. Yeah, Tom Chambers.
Tom Chambers.
Would you put how far back we go? Do you put the first great Laker?
Oh,
what the fuck? Yeah, that's escaping me too.
Is Bob Pettit?
Yeah,
could do that. I don't know, man. I don't know.
But
my favorite white boy is always going to be Jason Williams. That boy. He was the beast.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about handles for days. He was an and one mix show all in himself, baby.
Yeah, he was.
Killing it with the Kings.
To answer that other question.
Yes, my Bulls.
I will say this. I think.
What kind of question is that?
When it comes down to it.
Chicago.
Toronto and Chicago put up the most challenge. But. Just in the sense how Golden State and San Antonio, and I put Oklahoma City in there, they're kind of above everybody else. Cleveland has that kind of aura around them,
mm-hmm.
Where they are feel like they above. So they have competition. If the Bulls can get their act right, we'll see.
Yeah, we got to get our act right. We got a butt kicked by the Clippers today.
About
27.
Oh, that's how y'all lost? Yeah, see?
Just gave it up in the end. Like, I don't know what the heck's going on, dude. I don't know.
Whatever. I have doubts.
Yeah,
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel, too. I can't even front. I'm like, God, Jesus.
All right, and then our last email from the homie, Spear G.
What up, Spear?
The dumbest list I've ever seen.
Tell me you feel me, bruh.
What up? So I'm leaving this fresh off of listening to what is easily the worst list I've seen in basketball. I agree with Jonathan. How is LeBron the best small forward to ever play the game at this point?
Thank you.
That is insanely stupid. He doesn't even have as many rings as Bird. Shaking my head. Because we know how fool like to do.
Yep.
He ain't got them ring though, but Jordan got six though. Jordan got six. I'm like, well, Bird been to a gang of finals two and lost.
Yep, exactly.
He got three.
Exactly. Let's not get it twisted.
And no offense taken with Durant being number four on the list. As much of a fan of OKC as I am, I would not have put him that high on my
list.
If at all.
Thank you.
And not including Westbrook at all in any position is annoying to me. He has overtaken the role of number one on OKC to me because he brings more than scoring, which is all that Durant brings.
I ain't going to an extent. Far. To an extent. I'm not going to go 100% that far, but to an extent. Yeah.
I love KD and need him and Westbrook to stay in OKC, but enough is enough. Mm. I can only imagine the stupidity that will come from that list of centers. Number one will probably be DeAndre Jordan. I haven't even seen this list. Could you send it to me, Chris? We'll cover it on the next show. Most of the world needs to hear this stupidity.
Yes, they do.
Enjoy the show as always. I like the 5 minutes with Grandpa section because it gives Jonathan a chance to give a rant per episode. I think that's the segment that is perfect for him.
Yes, sir.
Keep up the good work, my brothers, and let me know if you guys are available next week to jump in with us. I think it's past due. It is.
Yes, it is.
Peace, my brother Spirit, one half of Hoopla Show, G-Spot Podcast Network.
Appreciate that, Spirit. What up, Storm and Spirit? What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on?
Much appreciated. We will be hooking up with y'all very soon.
Yeah. So y'all keep your ear out.
Yep.
Should be hopefully in up this next week or so. We'll
absolutely.
Be getting on.
Absolutely.
Talking this basketball.
Mm-hmm. Because we got some nonsense coming up here. This daggum All-Star game with these idiotic fans.
All right, let's jump
who don't know how to fucking vote for any. Oh my God, man. Oh my gosh. Y'all know why I'm pissed. How the fuck Jimmy Butler not be a starter on the All-Star? Are you kidding? And Zaza Pachulia almost was a starter. What?
Boo this man.
Thank you. Boo them. Boo the fans out there for all that voting. That was nonsense. Nonsense. Are you kidding me? Good freaking Lord.
Yeah, you can tell Jonathan is
not
a fan of the fan voting.
Heck no. Because it makes no sense. It makes no, because fans do dumb things, like almost vote Zaza Pachulia in as a starter.
He's been playing well, but
he's not All-Star. People just doing it to be funny and stupid. That's why I don't like it, because people don't take it seriously. It annoys me. Golly. Well, you don't have a problem because your boy got in. Even though he was about to be, he was close to being held off, he got in.
Who was that?
Kawhi.
I was surprised he made the starting lineup. I didn't think
smart people voted him in.
That's why I'm like, how did he get in? But
duh, he should have been in.
Yeah,
oh my God, I swear to God.
I'm trying to find it all now. But from the starters for the West, you had Steph Curry,
mm-hmm.
Westbrook in the backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
I know Spirit was talking about it, but I can say it. You still got to pick two guards and three forwards. And then you had Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. and Kobe Bryant. Yeah, look, I guess I got to think Kobe Bryant.
Nonsense.
You had the most votes with like a million.
We knew Kobe was going, but come on.
And then on the East, you had Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry, Dwayne Wade, LeBron, Paul George, and Carmelo Anthony. The fuck?
Yeah.
So, as Chris pointed out to me,
I'm going to pull it up now. This is one of my awards, but let me just give it to you now.
What the fuck? Slow down. What the fuck?
This to me, and somebody who's got stats and all that, I may have to go back and look at it myself. This to me feels like the first time ever in the All-Star game where you do not have a power forward or center starting. Now, it's happened on the East before where they played three small fours. I've seen that. But I'm like, on the West, you ain't got no bigs whatsoever in the starting lineup. This is bull.
It's ridiculous.
Bullshit.
It's ridiculous. This is why I hate the fan voting. And it needs to go back that you need to have at least one big because that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, bigs get no love.
Nope.
Golly.
Because they don't get to handle the rock.
So stupid to me. All right. And then as far as reserves.
Yeah. And this
on the
like,
West,
we
got Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. We got James Harden. Klay Thompson. Draymond Green. Anthony Davis. LaMarcus Aldridge. And DeMarcus Cousins. Now, there's a super duper name missing off of that list there. And his name happens to be Damian Lillard, who is by far the best freestyler in the NBA, because that boy can spit. Shout out Spirit for playing that clip. That boy can spit.
Yeah, I remember when he had he used to do what I think last year, 2 years ago, his little 4-Bar Friday.
Wait for his mixtape. Whoop whoop.
Yeah, okay, let's for the West. All right,
let's just call it what it is. He should have been in there over Anthony Davis. Because Anthony Davis' team sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I didn't really get it either.
That ain't make no sense to me. I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge.
If
you can put him in over.
If Anthony Davis is healthy and playing, he's starting.
Yes.
But, you know, if Blake Griffin is healthy and playing, he's probably starting. So, that's why Kawhi Leonard got in.
Mm.
Oh, and because Kobe Bryant is his last year, so he's getting all that love anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Can I go by standings? I know we're having this debate on Twitter. Standings do matter to me.
Yes, Baylor. Standings matter.
They're not the end-all, be-all, but I'm like,
you got to put them into consideration.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
If standings don't matter, then there's no way Golden State gets three guys. You know, although Klay Thompson is an all-star. He's a top three shooting guard in the league. He's just not the face of the team.
It's argumentative if he's having an all-star caliber season.
Yes. And Draymond Green
is having an all-star caliber season.
Is playing that well. Now, he's not always going to be a bench player, but he just – I mean, their team is just on damn fire, and I'm not mad at that.
I'm just like, if your record sucks – you better be putting up dumb numbers then to be considered for the All-Star team. That doesn't make sense to me.
And
I use a comparison to say, I'm like, okay, so let's say Jahlil Okafor in Philly was averaging 30 and 15. Is he going to be an All-Star? Yes.
Yes.
Even though they suck, he's putting up dumb numbers and deserves to be an All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if he's putting up 20 and 10, but Damian Lillard's putting up 25-6 on a team that's actually in the playoff hunt, I would go with Damian Lillard. And it make it to me, it don't make no sense. How do you not pick somebody whose team is playoff bound?
Yeah.
Over somebody whose team is clearly sniffing the lottery.
Yeah, like, I think LaMarcus Aldridge just made it because the Spurs were that good. People felt they deserved to. Because I didn't think he'd make it.
I didn't either.
But he got in because of that. Clippers are third. They do deserve one person.
Chris Paul needs to be in there.
Yeah. Blake would be in as well. Memphis has nobody. I mean, you could argue they got the fifth best record in the West. I was a little shocked he ain't making.
Mm-hmm.
I would have put him in over Anthony Davis.
Mm.
Anthony Davis supposedly averaging 20 and 10, but, bruh, your team is what? He's
always hurt.
Your team 18 and 20. Every fifth game, this dude gets hurt.
I heard he just got hurt again last night. Like, he just came back, and I guess he had, like, a wrist issue or something happened. He's always hurt.
For his sake, I hope he has a little Curry moment where it's just the period's over, and all of a sudden he's not hurt for a while. Because I'm like, every year, since he's been in the league, he gets hurt, and he gets multiple injuries per year.
Yep. Back and ankle and leg and knee. It's like, oh, my God.
Let's see. James Harden. James Harden's putting up all-star numbers.
Yes.
I ain't got a problem with
that. Yes, he is.
Portland's eighth. And I was very shocked. No D. Lillard.
DeMarcus Cousins deserved to be on there.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins should have started.
If you had bigs.
Right.
If you had a center, he'd probably be starting.
But things may change once Kobe Bryant. Because Kobe Bryant always makes a team, so he will be gone.
I told Spirit, if we want to be real, he should be starting over. He should be in over Kobe. He should be taking Kobe's spot.
Yeah, he should be.
But we all knew Kobe was going to be taking somebody's spot. Yeah. Just didn't think it'd be my boy D. Lillard.
Yeah, D. Lillard, he said he's going to use it as filler. Just said he wasn't.
Know what time it is?
Mm-hmm. Then over to the East.
You got John Wall.
Mm-hmm.
You got Isaiah Thomas.
Yep.
Boston. We got Jimmy Butler, of course.
Should have started.
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
Possibly should have started as well.
Yeah, to being in Toronto.
Paul Millsap, Chris Bosh, and Andre Drummond, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Who better have been on the damn team.
Yeah, this wasn't as bad. I think my only
question. Chris Bosh?
Yeah, I've seen a stat, but he's made it like 11 straight years. And I'm like, word? Like, I mean, his first time in Toronto, he was putting up the numbers. Then he got to Miami. And Miami was just, they're the big three, and they're killing the East, so let's just put three of them in. This season,
I know Powell was close to being voted
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, Cleveland got one. And
they, yeah, thank God, because Kyrie did not deserve to be in that game. Kyrie didn't deserve to be in that game.
He's injured. Kevin Love ain't getting used enough. Toronto, straight up, both of them, their backcourt should be starting. The fact that it's in Toronto, you knew DeRozan was going to make it. You know, that's part of the fan. That's my, you know, clearly all these people want to see Dwayne Wade get in.
Because
it's a name thing. But straight up.
He should give his starting spot to DeMar DeRozan.
And Kyle Lowry should have been voted in as starters, period, to begin with.
I mean, as a gesture, Dwayne Wade, I wonder if he could opt to give his starting spot to DeMar DeRozan, which would be cool.
Yeah. Bulls got one. Could have got two. I don't think it's – I don't – Powell and –
I didn't think Powell should have started. Should have been on the team, personally. Okay. That was just me. Yeah.
Atlanta Hawks got Millsap. He balling. I'm happy for Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Celtics are fifth right now. Should have got – he should get in.
Sacramento should have never got rid of him.
Nope. Miami Heat is six. I guess you can get two in. I guess. I don't know about Dwayne Wade, but, you know, popularity contest, so that's what it is. Indiana 7, Paul George, yes. 8 is Detroit. Andre Drummond should be in and starting.
Absolutely. He should be starting over Carmelo.
Melo's their ninth. I'm not mad at Melo making the squad.
No.
John Wall, yes, he's putting up numbers. The point guard position is a little slim. They 21-20. They not playing that great. Orlando got nobody. Milwaukee, nobody. And Brooklyn, Philly. So, yeah. The East wasn't as bad. Maybe one, but.
That West. Oof.
Yeah, that West crazy. Mm. Yeah, it's hard. People get left off still.
Yeah.
No Marc Gasol.
Memphis is just quiet this season.
Yeah, they're not balling like how we know.
Yeah.
But that's that'll be interesting. Let me see. I'll find it in a second. Let's get into some of that big news. First off, let me give some props to the damn Golden State Warriors because they just kicked everybody ass. Yes, they beat my team ass by 30.
You got knocked the fuck out.
And mine.
Yeah.
You got knocked the fuck out.
And Cleveland.
You got knocked the fuck out.
They just was rolling
everybody. Like, God damn.
I hate y'all, man.
Yeah, I mean, I have to give it to them. Spurs is always a team, that second half team, they play better late. I just think they came out and wanted it. Everybody done hyped this game up like it was the best game, regular season matchup ever in history. I'm like, it's the first matchup, though.
And like, Pop was like, I'm not going to play Tim Duncan.
No, well, shit. Tim Duncan now, he ain't not coming back to after the All-Star break. I'm like,
ooh.
Fuck.
Uh-oh.
Concerned.
Injuries.
They missing the fourth game. Like, word? And
y'all lost to Cleveland, too.
Cleveland kicked our ass, too. Cleveland wants some payback. They just been getting their ass, because they're like, we got to beat somebody good. You know, so did it. So, yeah, shout out to them. Okay, let's get to it. See you later, David Blatt. We don't want you no more.
Hit the road, Jack.
Tyronn Lue promote the head coach and gets a 3-year deal. Not interim.
Bullshit.
You the coach.
That's nonsense.
I mean.
That whole situation was handled so poorly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from day one, we knew David Blatt was going to be fired. And it ain't not like if he's going, no. When y'all gonna fire him? Because we knew y'all were gonna fire him at some point. Because as soon as LeBron signed on the dotted line, it was almost like, oh, I don't like this guy. Like,
yeah, because it felt weird.
Good Lord.
You're not gonna let him pick coach? You're not gonna let him get his own drop on his own groceries? I mean, yeah, it was. We've heard the rumors all last season. He probably, for best interest of him, should have gotten fired. After the season,
it would have been better, for him.
But that, you know, people would have flipped their lid, which I don't blame them. Like, y'all went to the finals with this dude. Y'all were butt a year earlier, and he get fired. Like, what the hell? You know, but they, you know, I guess they were like, you know what? They play well. Let's give it a chance. Get the guys back.
As I told Chris, I thought they were really praying and hoping that they started off very rocky. So they just could have had an easy way to just fire him out. Just have an easy out. Well, we're not starting off the way we wanted to. We need to look in a different way.
A la Houston Rockets.
We
5-11. Mikhail got to go.
But didn't happen that way. Cleveland is first in the East.
Mm-hmm. You know, but
still rolling.
They got their bus whooped by Spurs. And then, I ain't going to front. You were hyped up. You had already lost to them on Christmas. They coming into your house. The damn player of the game is like, yeah, I hope that room still smell like champagne. Like, what? And then what happens? And then you get your ass handed to you from jump.
Yeah.
And like, damn, they embarrassed you at home. And you didn't even come to play. And it was like, David Griffin came out and said that I make the decisions out here. It ain't LeBron James who's making these decisions.
Okay. Whatever you want to say.
He didn't like the fact that they win these games and they look like they lost. Basically, like there's no camaraderie. It's just the energy level's low. And people are now, are you on the train that LeBron James fired him?
Yes. LeBron James has something to do with it. Let me not say this. LeBron James didn't hand him the pink slip and was like, you're fired. But LeBron James, I believe, made the call to say he got to go. So in a sense, yes, I think LeBron James did fire him.
Okay, yeah. And I've heard about it and talking about it. I don't think, in some aspect, I think he did.
I don't believe that David whole
Blatt needs to get fired. Like, he went after him and was like, yo, fire this dude.
Today. But I think he put the bug in the ear like,
I think
I ain't feeling this dude.
Yeah, and I think if he's got a communication with David Griffin, because I know he ain't talking to ownership, he like, Dan Gilbert, you can stay over there. I'm not talking to you. The frustration level, I mean, clearly you're like, okay, I'm watching the game, if I'm the GM, and I'm like, you always talking to Tyronn Lue. Now, granted, they paid Tyronn Lue. They made him the highest paid assistant. He was up for the job, but instead of giving him the job, you're like, well, we'll just keep you on. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing that felt like with Mike Woodson over in New York.
With D'Antoni.
Yeah, it was like, let's hire this dude as your defensive guy, but we're going to pay him. Like he's a assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's your 1A. Like, well, nigga, I'm about to get, that's my replacement.
Yeah, exactly.
He ain't here to help me out. You got that. You know, of course, LeBron James with that whole, like, you know what? F your play. I'm going to call this play. Make it. And then I'm going to tell everybody afterwards that you made up a stupid-ass play. And I'm like, damn. Why couldn't you just be like, no, when they asked, did you say like, no, we didn't have a disagreement. I think, we went through some plays, but we found one that worked out better. And he was like, he wrote up a play. I said, bullshit. This is what we doing. And then I went in the game. I bet you he probably went back and was like, David, I mean, you do that. David, what can David Blatt do?
To LeBron.
Like,
to
if
LeBron.
He's in the huddle, and now granted, I wouldn't have had LeBron James take the ball out. Now, okay, but the fact that your star player tells everybody on the team in the huddle, fuck your play, let's do this, and then they win the game, what pool does he have in the locker room after the game?
Yep.
And everybody has seemed to like Tyronn Lue better and go to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he went out and I'm sure he probably vented his frustration to David Griffin. And just let it be known, like, yo,
this ain't working.
And I don't, you know, it's not working. It's just tough. I don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, and David Blatt probably just watched and was like, okay, he made some notes. And then after that asshole, my Golden State was like, something got changed. And if he said he went into the locker room after they win and the team is still like listless and not really listening, you're like, you know what? Fine. So, yes, I don't think he was like, you know what? This nigga whack. Fire him. But I do think, look, if you just say I'm unhappy with this guy, it just seems like we don't have a good communication. I don't think he gets it. He could have said everything but fire him. He could have said, I don't think he gets it. The other teammates don't really follow him or like him like that. And then you're like, okay. And I'm watching back and seeing it. And it's like, look, my team, as in David Griffin, these guys are not, my players are not playing hard for my coach to the point where they're just ignoring him.
Mm-hmm.
Something got to go.
Yeah.
And he just made it happen. And Tyronn Lue ass comes in. And what's your favorite coach? What y'all need to do that's different?
I don't need to do nothing different. I'm better.
Like, yeah. What? I'm not going to do it different. I'm going to do it better. Like, wow.
Fuck you, man. Like, oh.
Ooh, snap.
I told
fighting words.
Exactly. Them fighting words. I hope Tyronn Lue is boo-boo. I hope they lose in the first round of the playoffs for them comments. I hate people who do stuff like that. You don't do that. You don't undermine the dude and kick a man when he's down already. Good Lord. I felt bad for David Black because I'm like, first of all, that wasn't his fault. He was not hired to coach that team.
No, he was hired.
He was hired to coach a sorry team. Yeah,
with Kyrie Irving as the best player, Andrew Wiggins, some young dude.
Exactly. It was supposed to be a process, not, oh, LeBron's here. We got to win the chip this year. Like, now, what? Yeah, really?
Because what the thing was, if you're trying to win, you get in, and all of a sudden your expectation goes from getting to the playoffs to championship or bust, which is pretty much when you got LeBron James, championship or bust. You can't bring in a guy who has no NBA experience. I mean, you can say, oh, well, look at Steve Kerr. Like, well, Steve Kerr has played in the NBA.
Steve Kerr was a GM.
Was a GM.
In Phoenix, yeah.
Right. David Black, from my understanding, did not play in the league. Unless somebody tell me wrong, he didn't play in the league. He's won, but he's won overseas. So he's green to the NBA as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So people going to feel some kind of way. Does LeBron James hold some fat? Yes. Like, dude, like Kobe Bryant was like, I don't like you, Mike Brown. So what happened? Get your butt out. I mean,
yeah, that is true. Basically,
we five games in the season, fire him. Like, what the hell did he do? The team just wasn't responding. Oh, okay. Basically, he and Kobe Bryant ain't get along.
Nope.
I mean, that's.
And if Kobe don't like you, I mean, we saw what happened with him and Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
He got to go.
Yeah, they still okay. Bring that crap up. I've heard it on someone. Like, if they just worked it out, I'm like.
There was no working it out at that point in time. They didn't like each other.
Yeah. We're not getting along. And
like,
then,
people don't understand. Yeah. They didn't like each other. Yeah. We saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
They didn't like each other at all.
If they wanted to pay him, they probably could. But he was like, look, you getting older. Shaq, I don't really want to pay you as much. Well, Shaq was like, well, I ain't taking less.
Exactly.
Well, what the fuck? What am I going to do then? Because I'm paying you this. You want this. And I'm like, I ain't going that high. Well, what's going to happen then? Well, I got to stay.
We all know what Shaq personality is, too. Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Pay me my money. Like, all right.
For real.
So, and now they won. You know, even we're listening to it now with Tyronn Lue. Look at the communication. How's the communication on the sidelines now? Like, what? Are y'all really going to overanalyze this crap now? Look at LeBron James. He seems so engaged in his coaching. You think David Blatt never had that kind of rapport with them? Like, he liked Tyronn Lue better.
Exact. Period. Point blank. Yeah, that's got with what David Blatt down to.
David Blatt and him just, you know, shit. Me and Tyronn Lue, we vibe.
Yep.
Me and you, we just don't vibe.
Exactly.
But yeah, if your best this because look, I am a fan of, I'm a Spurs fan. And we all know that Tim Duncan is the leader of the team. And if Coach Pop can chew out Tim Duncan and Tim Duncan hands like a professional, then that's what's going to happen with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
If your star player basically gives the FU to your coach, what am I going to do as a role player? What am I going to think? I'm like, thinking LeBron James ain't feeling you.
Yep.
So.
I ain't feeling you either.
Nope. If LeBron ain't got to listen to you, I ain't got to listen to you.
Exactly.
So we'll see with Tyronn Lue. Yeah, this whole thing of him coaching the All-Star game.
That pissed me off. Yeah. That pissed me off. I couldn't. What? I mean, I get it only for the rule factor of it, but I'm like, well, then shit. I mean, well, technically freaking Luke Walton should be coaching the West.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
I think it's based on the staff. Just because I'm like, okay, Tyronn Lue would have been at the All-Star game anyway on staff. And maybe they just play it like, well, We'll treat it like an injury type of thing where he can't be there, and we'll just promote. I guess that, for me, I guess they don't want to punish the whole coaching staff for getting him fired, because you can let Dwayne Casey coach.
Yeah.
And they are in Toronto.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm not looking forward to hearing. I know it's going to be all Drake, everything. That weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yep, got to do Hotline Bling.
I hate that fucking song so much. I hate that song, ladies and gentlemen. So if you really want to get on my nerves, play that song. Hate that damn
Eli
song.
Eli loves it. He did.
Oh, why, Eli?
Because they play it so damn much.
Hate that song.
I dig it. It's a good song. They just overkill it.
Only be one thing.
You know that's how it's gonna be.
I hate that song.
Get ready. Halftime at the All-Star game.
Oh my God, he's gonna do it like three times.
I don't want that.
Hate that song.
Rewind.
All the vines are hilarious though, with the tennis rackets and the lightsabers. Is. Oh, those things are jokes.
Okay, since we talk about Cleveland, you know, I know the trade. It's getting that time. Trade didn't come up.
Mm-hmm.
How long are they going to hold on to Kevin Love?
Through this season.
Okay.
I think they want to see a healthy Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, to see what they can actually do, and I think they'll make their decision from that standpoint. Once they actually see him in the finals to see what he can do. I mean, we saw once they actually got him, tried to get him some looks, he responded and played pretty well. So I know Tyronn Lue has mentioned he wants to get him some more looks and more involved. So we'll see. We'll see. I think it just depends on what happens in the playoffs. At this point, no, similar to the Spurs, nobody cares what Cleveland does in the regular season.
No.
Nobody cares. They could get their ass kicked by 50 by Toronto or Philly even, and people are just going to be like, well, we'll see what happens when they get to the finals. Like, nobody's going to care because everybody has already assumed they're going to the finals anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. So until they get to the finals, whoever they play in the West, maybe San Antonio or Golden State or OKC or whoever it may be, we'll see. It's if they get past the Bulls first.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be using them more. They did use them versus the Spurs. I mean, it's like he would stand out there and shoot.
Yeah, like, basically.
I'm telling you, LeBron just need to run. Not he don't have to play point, but he need to run point.
Yeah, point for it.
Yeah, you need to be like, get him the damn rock.
Yeah.
Hey, we giving you, like I said, we going to give you some shots. Be ready. I mean, I remember that line where after that Golden State loss, it's like, you know, we going to need to look in the mirror starting with our leader. I was like, ooh.
Yep. Calling him out. Calling him out.
Mm-hmm.
No, LeBron was like, don't you ever say nothing like that in public again, boy.
He was like, I remember that fit out comment you trying to throw back. Like, he need to fit in. Like,
hey, maybe LeBron gained some respect for when he said that. Ooh, baby, he'll step up to me then, huh? Okay. All right. I see you, boy.
Let's see. Other big news going to player who we've heard Trey talk about already. Blake Griffin, out 4 to 6 weeks with a fractured hand.
Yeah,
after
we
getting two in a fight.
We out here in L.A. heard it first, and Jesus Christ. Well, I was just like, Blake Griffin out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken hand. I was like, the first thing that popped in my head was like, who did he punch? Because I'm like, you don't just fracture your hand doing nothing.
Right.
I'm like, he had to punch somebody. And here comes, he got into a scuffle with the assistant equipment manager or whatnot. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's supposed to be his boy. And now he apologized.
I understand, you know, boys get into it. But you just can't do that.
Yeah, I had a guy who works at my job who's a big Clipperhead. He was thinking like, yo, something else is going on. He just felt like Blake Griffin ain't never been like this. Yeah, Blake Griffin be getting fouled to death, and he wasn't snapping like this. Like, what made him snap?
Well, I guess from what was I watching? I was watching the Clippers Bulls game before I came over here, and Chris Broussard was on. I guess his sources said. That I guess they were out to dinner, and I guess Blake was frustrated with the fact that he couldn't play and all this other stuff. And I guess the assistant equipment manager, whatever, was making light of it, was throwing barbs at him and stuff like that. And I guess he had had enough and slugged that fool.
And broke his hand. And now you out 2 months. Like, dude, you just about to come back. And now I just saw this tall.
I'm like, dude, you're Blake Griffin. You could have paid somebody $100 to hit that fool for you. Here's $100. Yeah. Smack him.
Yeah, we see all them shows. We'll give you $100.
Punch him in the face. I'll give you $100. I'll bail you out of jail.
Right. Oh, I can hit him? Okay.
We need a fall guy. What Chris Carter say? We need a fall guy.
That was very
shocking. I'll pay you $500 to knock this fool out for me.
It just happened at the wrong time for the Clippers.
In a restaurant. Bad publicity. I'm waiting for the video to come out. Because I'm like, it was in a restaurant. Somebody got video. Somebody got a video of what happened, and I'm just waiting for it to be released and leaked. It has to be.
Yeah, you know Steve Ballmer crazy, but here's his reaction when he heard it. What in the hell? Like, thanks.
Like, now.
Glad to have you back, and now we ain't getting you back for about 2.5 months.
And now I got to pay off somebody, probably.
Yeah, and this is, you know.
You're going to see this dude. This is a big deal.
Yeah, you're going to see this dude in the locker room.
All the time.
Now it's like, okay. Now that Blake Griffin has had an incident, he ain't had really no incidents prior. Now, should we trade him? And you keep hearing, should they trade Oklahoma City for Kevin Durant?
Like, well, they've been playing well without him. And
I say yes. And I'm like, yeah, but you're signing Kevin Durant. You're getting him, and he may not come back. You're like, well, so I was like, nigga, he can go back to Oklahoma City. Realistically, with all the cap going up, he can be like, well, I'm going back.
Yep. Oh, man. That's...
I'm like, come on, man.
Don't
like,
trade the dude.
Look how great they're playing. Even though I'm like, yeah, and then you're going to say Chris Paul doing too much. Playoff time.
Yep.
You need Blake Griffin to go down low. Yes, he needs to play a little better defense. I think Doc is going to need to go with him at center at times. Because, you know, DeAndre Jordan.
The only thing that, I mean, I guess makes sense from a trading aspect is only because he and DeAndre Jordan kind of clogged the lane together. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that would be the only, because DeAndre Jordan can't shoot. No. So he has to be in the lane. So that'd be the only reason, really.
Yeah, but then it's like, does that make sense? Like, well, who you playing at? You playing Kevin Durant now. I was like, who's your big? Like, I was like, I've already seen this formula in OKC. Yeah, for OKC purposes, I'm like, so that means you trading Serge Ibaka. Or Serge Ibaka's moving to center. And now, okay.
I don't know. It don't make no sense.
No. Speaking of this stray stuff, can we do you have a what fuck for this all this hype about what the Lakers supposed to be getting in 2 years? Oh no, I'll just bring that shit up right now. Yeah, Baylor, shout out to you, sent us this thing about there's the chance that Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook will end up with the Lakers in 2017.
What? Ever.
I'm like, word.
I'll believe it if I see it happen.
I'm like, first off, I'm like, why would both of them go? Realistically, we're going to look at this fair. Okay, yes, L.A. is a better city than Oklahoma City. Yeah, okay. What else does L.A. have to offer that's better than Oklahoma City? Because I'm going to be honest, your GM's not better.
Nope.
I'm looking at you look at Oklahoma City roster. And then throw on top of there Jeff Green, Reggie Jackson,
James Harden,
with all of them. I'm looking at the Lakers roster. I got fools on my little text group. They already like, nigga, we need to get rid of Julius Randle. I'm like, he just started playing. He ain't never going to get that dude. I'm like,
I've already heard about people talking about trading D'Angelo Russell.
I've heard that rumor already. Like, I've seen that.
He need to go. Like, good Lord. See? No. Told y'all should have took Okafor. Called it a day.
Well, we need to. I'm like, stop trying to fix stuff all the quickly.
It's what Lakers do.
We just going to get every. I'm like, look.
Quick fix.
Anytime there's a big name free agent, the Lakers are going to be linked until the point happens when they don't get chosen.
Well, the Lakers are always linked to all the top notch.
Well, Kevin Durant may take a 1 year. I'm like, first of all, let's. You guys are not looking ahead. Anybody who's a free agent this season, coming this summer. 2017, it's a lockout. 2017 is when the CBA is going to get redone.
Yep.
If history has shown, it's going to be a lockout.
Yep.
And especially with who they got with sister there running, demanding mm-hmm. a certain thing, and they're going to want money.
Yep.
And all this TV deal, they're going to want some money.
Yep.
You're going to get a lockout. Am I really going to just
sign for 1 year?
And then just be like, okay, now I'm waiting until whenever the hell.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell no.
I'm security.
Mm-hmm. He ain't doing that. If he wants to come to Los Angeles, oh, well, fine. But, you know, it's like, okay, y'all don't have what they have. Mm-hmm. And I do not believe in upper management.
Nope.
Because I'm saying, if y'all already talking about trading DeAndre Russell or D'Angelo Russell, clearly you suck at picking. Yeah. Larry Nance was a great pick.
Yeah, he was a nice Carson get.
You guys have gotten some talent. Let it roll.
Yep.
Speaking of trades, Josh Smith back to the Rockets.
Mm.
And he's happy as hell.
I bet.
Like, I shouldn't have left. No, you shouldn't.
Grass is not always greener on the other side. I don't get people sometimes.
It sounds like he wanted to take on more of a leadership role with the Clippers, and they're like, we don't need you for that.
Mm.
We got Blake Griffin. We got Chris Paul. We got Paul Pierce. You know, we got them dudes. We don't need that. And it seemed like that just, you know, mix didn't work. So now he's back with Houston. Houston seemed to be trying to right the ship. He's doing his thing. Like, all right, good for you.
That's what's up.
And then on the, where you at? On the injury front.
Uh-oh. Of
course, you had Eric Gordon, now 46 weeks.
Here we go again.
Surgery on a broken finger.
Oh, and the injury bug is starting to plague him again.
And Anthony Davis?
No.
Oh, sorry, DeMar
Mr. Eric Gordon. He used to always be hurt.
Yeah, he did. Always.
Always.
Yeah, it's like, well, Pelican injuries continue to pile up.
Because Tyreek Evans hurt all the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
They just be signing. They got bad luck when it comes to signing
luck.
Guys.
I know people have crapped on it. I mean, look, I mean, at the time.
Drew Holiday.
You were like, you got Tyreek Evans, Drew Holiday, Tyreek Evans next to Anthony Davis. That's a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
But
and Eric Gordon?
Yeah, fools get injured.
Like,
and golly. Ryan Anderson, come on.
And who's the center?
She
getting hurt.
Should be a playoff team.
My God. They just in a bad
they
spot.
Can't stay healthy.
They just bad
stuff.
Luck.
Just didn't mesh.
Yeah.
Saw your boy, Nikola Mirotic, out until after All-Star break when appendectomy.
Yeah, I'm like, we had bigs galore. Now we losing them.
Yeah. We just feel like it's more time for Bobby Portis.
Hey, I like the kid. And I hear rumors, horses dead. Mm-hmm. They looking to re-sign Powell.
Yeah, I would.
They like, Noah might have to go, but they trying to re-sign Powell.
Yeah, if I had to choose between
which
the
I would say, yes, I'm taking Powell over Drunken Noah.
And then at this point, I know they said with Mirotic's injury, they're not going to trade Taj Gibson.
Yeah. Which makes sense, as they should.
Now, we've seen recently, Mark's cousin suffered a high ankle sprain. Don't know how long he'll be out. Hopefully, it's not that bad.
Hope not.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. And then this last thing, since they are slowly starting to announce the All-Star game, and we got that. They announced the Rising, what is it called? The Rising Stars, the Friday game.
But the rookie sophomore game? Is that what that is?
Okay. Basically, it's Team USA versus Team World. USA team, they got Jordan Clarkson, Rodney Hood, Zach LaVine, Norris Noel, Jahlil Okafor, Jabari Parker, Effie Payton, D'Angelo Russell, Marcus Smart, and Carl Anthony Towns.
Okay, that's a lot of guards.
Yeah, but between Towns, Okafor, and Noel, you got
bigs,
covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a lot of it is like any small forward. I guess why Jabari Parker's there.
Yeah. Who are on World? World kick their ass. Andrew Wiggins.
You got Bojan Bogdanovic
from
the Nets.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Small forward.
Clint Capella from the Rockets.
Okay.
Mario Hezonja from the Magic.
Okay.
Nikolai Jokic from the Nuggets.
Okay.
Mirotic from the Bulls.
All right.
Emmanuel Mudiay from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Raul Neto from Utah.
Okay.
The Zingas, Kristaps Porzingis. Dwight Powell from the Mavericks.
Dwight Powell.
And, of course, Andrew Wiggins.
I mean, their team's in. I ain't watching it. And it's not intriguing to me at all.
I watch the game. I'm never home in time to watch
it. Yeah, that is true.
I mean, but
I like the rookie sophomore game. Well, I guess because it was so lopsided. Yeah, like the sophomores just kicked their ass.
I actually like this because it's basically first, second year players. You've got enough of a squad where now you can kind of feature your young European players and whatnot. I dig it. I actually like the way this
it's
format
not bad.
Is set up.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So we'll see what comes out next. As usual, slam dunk contest. I don't really care.
No.
I'm going to be watching it like everybody else. I'm not going to be like, ooh, one player did well. The dunk contest is back. Like,
and please, to God, don't do that practice round crap again. That was the worst slam dunk competition I think I had ever seen.
Oh, it was like 10 to 3.
Yeah,
that was bad.
That was horrible. Oh, my God.
That was on that NBA street.
Oh, it was bad.
We just going live, and like, okay, that's what y'all thought. But we'll see. I mean, I'm guessing Wiggins will be in it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the three-point contest is what's it. So we should have the three-point shooters.
Hopefully Dougie Max in it.
Yeah, hopefully he's in it. We'll see him in it. Redick, all them. Because they had a nice squad amount last year.
Mm-hmm.
No Kyrie this year. He hurt, so.
Splash Brothers will be there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Who won last year?
Didn't Steph Curry?
I think Steph won. I think so.
I don't remember.
And then they got the other little horse game, which is entertaining. It's cute.
The superstore is the stars, and isn't that when they get the WNBA player?
Yeah. It's not. You know what it is?
It's cute.
The thing about that game is that it's something that everybody can do in their backyard.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. Like, because I know they've one time they try a horse. He was like, oh, we're going to be here for about a half hour.
Exactly. Ridiculous.
So, I'm going to take another quick break. We're going to come back. Quick little tidbits, and then we get into these awards. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Holla!
Be sure to check us out on blackisonline.com.
All right, y'all. Once again, Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, he is.
Hey, man, so let us know your thoughts on this all-star lineup, who should have made it, who got snubbed, all of that. What you thinking of this firing with David Blatt?
Horrible.
What's the call for? Are you putting all the blame on LeBron James? I guess because he is owner and actually
owner, GM, governor,
coach on the
mayor.
No, he's got a high IQ.
President of the United States.
All of that, man. Yeah, you know how to reach us. Email brotherslayman@gmail.com. Twitter @brotherslayman. Hotline 323-455-4219.
Yeah, let us know.
Holla. All right. Some quick joints. What's the sports talk? This weekend at the tennis, Novak Djokovic defeated Andy Murray to win his sixth Australian Open title. Andy Murray feel like, and every time I get close, I'm right here. Who are you playing? Novak Djokovic.
Oh, Lord. He can't never catch a break, dude. Nah. He always is like, oh, I'm right there. Nope. Runner-up.
Yeah. Djokovic beat Federer the round before. Beat him in straight sets, too. Like, damn.
That's funny. That's he's the best U.S. men's player, and he just can't do nothing.
I mean, he's running into people. It's like him. You got to deal with Djokovic. You got to deal with Federer.
Yep.
Rafael Nadal. So, 11 for Djokovic. He continuing to kill. Unfortunately for Serena, lost to Angelique Kerberos. I think that's how it's pronounced. For her first Grand Slam title.
Congrats to Angelique.
Mm-hmm. So I know people are like, oh, what's wrong, Serena? He's like, dude, I made the finals again.
Nobody. It's like, and golly, I lost. Like, nobody can ever lose a game, man.
Nope.
If you lose, you suck.
Yeah, you know, she gave her, like, you know, Serena gave her love. I know she just like, I just was not on my game.
There you go. And it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
In some college basketball, since we ain't talk a lot, there was some good games on yesterday. Number one, Oklahoma came back to beat LSU.
This kid Ben Simmons, man, all this talking, they just, I don't know what it is about these number one, quote unquote, picks who their teams just are average. Like,
was not anybody.
If you're a number one prospect, I thought you were supposed to dominate.
Yeah, that's how it feels. Like, you need to come in and be like, you know, if you're thinking about an obvious one and done, who I think about in my lifetime, I'm thinking Patrick Ewing.
Yes.
I'm thinking, you know, Kareem. Somebody on that level, this dude, he just comes in and it's like, oh, my God. Like, you're unstoppable.
The beast. I mean, even Kevin Durant was coming in. It was just killing.
Mm-hmm. You're like, this dude is balling.
Balling. Exactly.
Anthony Davis. I mean, clearly, you're like, this dude, clearly number one. I mean, because this is the thing. Look at Jahlil Okafor. He's killing. And he goes third.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Okay. Like, I ain't buying all that.
Yeah.
The big matchup was number 20, Kentucky, at number four, Kansas. Mm. Kansas pulled that out in overtime, 90-80. Darryl, I was hoping for you, man. Number 14, Iowa State, lost to number 5, Texas A&M. Mm. I caught some of that game, and I was like, okay, Iowa State keeping it close. And I come back 5 minutes later, like, oh, y'all up 12. Okay. And you know I got to bring this up, because we talk a little basketball. I got to talk about them Louisville.
Louisville. What up, Teddy D?
What up, Teddy D? Y'all lost to number 11, Virginia. 63-47.
Damn.
Yeah, that's done. So, yeah, I mean, game's team going. I mean, I'm keeping my eye on trying to watch what I can. You know, it's just, it ain't March yet.
We got another month.
Yeah. Once we get to, like, the conference tournaments, then I'm with you.
Exactly.
Eli, you're trying to record stuff. College football, there's some came out. That some women are saying Baylor University is ignoring their sexual assault allegations.
I read that this morning.
Like, ooh.
I was like, oh, my God. Really?
What y'all doing?
Yeah, I read this article, and I guess some of the stuff was wild. It was a little ridiculous. I guess they had to have Title IX coordinators as of, like, 2011. Baylor waited until, like, 2014. You know, there were a lot of stuff going around where I guess women were being raped. Well, this one chick, I guess, was raped, but since he was off campus, they kind of didn't want to do anything about it. It was kind of like, God damn.
It was like, which one of your football players? Oh, well. And
which apparently they've had several who've had some issues. So.
Yeah, you're like, dude, like, this is a problem.
Yeah.
It's been a problem.
Exactly. Like, it's on, been,
like,
a problem.
You can't punish them. I'm like, well, then it's going to keep happening. Basically, my, you okay with it happening with your daughter? Okay, or your niece. You fine with it. Because even then, you might be like, oh, snap. Well, them boots is going to be like, don't fire them.
Exactly.
Don't kick them out. We need this cash. It's some sad shit, man.
Yeah, it is. It really, really is.
All right, y'all. So we got to get into 5 minutes with Grandpa. I got to find a little intro for that at some point. We're going to have to figure something out.
You can play that Hotline Bling.
Need that Hotline Bling. And then right to that place, some grown man come. Exactly. Turn that crap off.
Oh,
you call
man.
That music?
Exactly. But straight up, y'all, 5 minutes with Grandpa. I'm going to make this quick. I have a major issue with all this talk that's been going on with Cam Newton, the Super Bowl, and all these naive people who out here who want to act like part of this ain't about race. It is about race. Let's not be naive or oblivious to that. We know it's about race because we know if Cam Newton was a white boy, he'd be talked about as probably being one of the best quarterbacks of all time and blah, 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 blah. But since he's an African-American who dances, who has some flair and is flashy and talks a little smack sometimes, we have a big issue with that. I find it absolutely ridiculous. And, of course, people are bringing it up. Heard on the Dan Levitard show, it's like, oh, how ironic the fact that you have a fucking white Bronco against a Black Panther. I mean, there's just so many racial undertones within this game. And for people, I've seen tweets with people calling, you know, dropping the M-bomb about Cam Newton and blah, 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 blah. And then I see other people who are talking about, well, this whole thing has nothing to do with race. And I'm like, are you people fucking retarded? Pay attention and open your eyes to what's going on in the world. Clearly, this is about race. As far as people are concerned, Peyton Manning is this golden boy who could be riding out into the sunset on his great epic career, and he has this nigga in his way. I mean, I'm just keeping it 100.
Yeah, that's real.
So, I mean, for all the people who want to say it ain't about race, yes, it is. It pisses me off that it has to be that way because you just got two great teams who going to the Super Bowl. Why can't it just be that way? It really takes, I mean, and it, to get down to the nitty gritty, it still ticks me off to this day the NFL has to have a fucking Rooney rule that makes you interview minority candidates because we all know if they didn't have a rule, minorities wouldn't get interviewed anyway. Yeah. I mean, it pisses me off. So there's some things that need to be worked out in football, very similar to baseball, where everybody was talking shit about all these people who were flipping bats, and oh my God, I can't believe he flipped a bat. He's talking shit. Wow, what's going on? It's like, goddamn, we can't just have fun in games anymore. That a lot of the times, that's the whole reason kids want to play sports is because they're fun. You enjoy it. You get invested into it emotionally. So when something great happens, yeah, you pound your chest a little bit. You talk a little shit. You might flip your bat or throw your helmet or something just to emphasize how good you feel about yourself. So fucking what? Who cares, man? I mean, I hate people who try to take the fun out of the damn game. Just let these cats have fun. And that's what Cam Newton is doing. Mm-hmm. He's out there having a blast. It's like he's playing in the backyard. And you know, the thing people don't want to talk about is him giving a goddamn football to every single kid every time he scores a touchdown. We don't care about that.
Nope.
That gets pushed to the wayside. All we care about is that he's being ignorant. And I've heard so many people talk about he's cocky. I don't like him. Why? Because he's cocky. What the fuck does that even mean? You don't like him because he's confident in his abilities? So you lack confidence in your abilities. I don't know, man. It really ticks me off all these people, all this nonsense. It is Cam Newton. It is Peyton Manning. Two great teams. I wish both of them the best of luck. If we fucking lose, then we fucking lose. If Cam Newton wins, hey, I'll be happy for him and proud of him as an African-American quarterback. I root for these dudes all the time. Love it. But, of course, I'm rooting for my Broncos. But for everybody, you know, who really wants to avoid and not really get down to the issue and understand that, yes, there are some racial underlines and undertones going on in this game. That's just the way it is. It's the way society is. There's still a great deal of things that have to go on in society and that we as African Americans have to get ourselves together on, and other people in this world have to get straight on and get on this path. We'll get into this whole Stacey Dash shit, but straight up, let's just enjoy the fucking Super Bowl for what it is. Let's not get into the race crap. We know it's about it. We know what it's about. We know it's out there. Let's just move on from it for the time being and just enjoy a fucking game of football. Nobody, no need to drop N-bombs while the game's going on if Cam Newton scores a touchdown, please. Thank you. I'm done.
Why don't you just come out, man, and say it. Call us Jungle Bunnies, man.
What?
Asparagus spares?
What?
If we were white, it would have been asparagus tips. Racial, man. Racial.
Thank you.
Man, you tripping now.
No, you tripping.
Exactly. Real talk.
No, I'm with you on that. Like, yeah, we're all not fans of somebody on that level. Like, mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant, with the stuff that he does on the field, I don't like.
Yeah.
But if he win, I'm not like, oh, it's the end of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, yeah, he's cocky. Oh, you mean like Mr. Discount Double Check?
Exactly. Nobody says anything when Aaron Rodgers does it.
Cocky as hell.
After every play, every touchdown, he's doing his Discount mm-hmm. Double Check.
That dude is just as cocky / confident.
But we don't have a problem with that.
Nope. He's grown as a leader.
He's matured.
As a player, he has matured. He's not as, like, emotional after losses and kind of being like that. I think he has grown since he's been in the league for about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They hit a streak. Because, look, nobody picked them to get to this point.
Nope.
Let alone have one loss.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you go back to our, you know, so we were picking them. I think we picked them like third in the division.
I think so, yeah.
I think I might have been like, I can see them winning the division. But I sure as hell was like, they ain't making a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's won. Winning cures a lot. And for the most part, him as a person, he's been the same. He's been this confident.
Mm-hmm.
He's been like trying to show off and do the Superman. We've gotten on them because it's like, nigga, your team is down 40-7.
Exactly.
You just scored. It's 3 minutes left, and you doing Superman. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
No, but so right now,
like,
yeah. But now that you beating teams up, yeah, I don't mind.
You can do it all day.
Yeah. Then it's, you know, it's cool. But he has been himself.
Yes.
And it's just people have not liked him and don't want to see him succeed.
Nope. For whatever reason.
Look, if you're split like I am, I'm split. Partially, yes, I would like to see Bruh get one so Cam can tell people just to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got it. Shh. What? You know, because he's not the type of black person that a lot of these, you know, conservative ass people like, a la Russell Wilson,
mm-hmm.
who's needing, I'm a Christian and I'm needing, I don't want to get in any trouble and I'm not really going to say mm-hmm. that I'm black mm-hmm. versus Cam Newton. Like, nigga, I'm wearing it on my shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a black dude. What?
Yep.
You know, like, good for him. You Absolutely. Know, just, like I said, leave it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, if he win, you don't like it, congratulations to him. Especially if he goes out and proves it and he wins it, deserves an MVP, I'm going to give him his prize. Does not mean all of a sudden I'm putting him as elite yet.
Yep.
I'm going to probably have to have a show after the season, you know, redoing our rankings at mm-hmm. the end of this season. I don't know if I'm ready to put him in the elite box yet, but he's moved up.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes, he has.
And I just want to see him continue to get better. And for all the hate, it shouldn't be about race, but there's a lot of people who making it like that.
Yep.
And be like, don't let this nigga be messing up my place like y'all was pulling for Peyton. You wasn't pulling for Peyton Manning.
Thank you. Out of here with that mm-hmm. nonsense.
Yeah, we know he ain't your golden boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because we know if this was Tom Brady in it, it'd be even more of a damn race thing.
Oh, yeah. It'd be full-fledged.
Mm-hmm. It'd be on both sides. But exactly. A lot of people have respect for Peyton Manning. And, you know, whoever wins, I'm happy. Let's go. Let's have a good game. And let's just bring it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, that's a good 5 minutes.
All right.
So let's pass out some awards.
Yes, sir.
I'm always starting off with the good stuff.
Noise.
Yes, sir. I have two this time. First one's going out to the Buffalo Bills, who hired Catherine Smith as first full-time female assistant coach. She's the special teams quality control coach.
That's what's up.
I know people are like, this ain't the normal coaches we think of, but... I know she does a lot. I think they say for that job, she has to break down a lot of game film. So, you know, props to her. She's in it.
For people who don't know, quality control coaches, that's basically your first step
mm-hmm.
into becoming further down the coaching line. Like pros, like when they retire, they become quality mm-hmm. control coaches. Like that's how you get your foot in the door. So mm-hmm. shout out to them for giving her the opportunity. Yeah. I know we had the Arizona Cardinals. Chick who had the internship.
Yeah,
but she did it. I guess is the first full time position for a female. Mm-hmm. So that's what's up.
Yeah, and since from Arizona, she was on it, but she was kind of like she did it and was like, "All right, I'm good."
Yeah.
So I mean, NFL slowly moving.
Yeah.
Now they will be behind the NBA because it's going to be hard to see.
Well, Becky Hammon's coaching at the All Star game.
Mm-hmm. Because she on the staff.
You know what I'm saying? So
slowly but surely, we making progress. And this one is not a sports joint. I should get this dude. He probably gonna get. He may get a what the fuck or not for all the crap he been through with his ex and Wiz Khalifa. But I gotta give some props to Kanye West, specifically for the joint "No More Parties in L.A." with Kendrick Lamar on the Mad Lib track. It is basically some straight up boom bap. Give me the mic. I'm spitting, and they both go in for like 3 minutes each. And I was like, okay.
I'm going to have to check that track out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this Kanye, what? Now, I don't know if the whole rest of the album going to be like that.
Doubt it.
But I was like,
I'll give you one.
But he's spitting and he's saying people didn't think I can get like this. I'm like, this is what we want. If you want to do all of that, I don't have a problem with it. But at least every now and then, all y'all, big time artists, whatever, can you please, this is all we want. Heads who like the old school and like the boom bap and like quote unquote traditional hip hop. We just want to hear you throw on a beat where the beat makes you want to go spit. I don't need, you know, this beat don't make me want to go party. It don't make me want to do drugs, blah, blah, blah. All this crap that all the hit makers look for. They need to have, like, look, can you put on something that ain't meant for the damn females? That's just like, what?
Exactly.
That when you was about, when you was 17 and somebody put on a beat and you know, you couldn't rhyme for Jack anyway, but the beat was like, oh, let's rhyme.
Yeah, I gotta
let's
say get something. On it. Let's gotta try say something on the track.
And it's just fun. So shout out to him. It may not be that much, but from what the first couple songs he dropped, I'm like, okay, Kanye, I'm listening.
For sure.
What you gonna do? Now you shit with Amber Rose and getting bent out of shape and all that.
Get out of here.
Yeah, dude, you're whack for that.
Garbage.
Just one step up, two steps back.
Yep.
All right, what you, that's how it is. Like, maybe he's, nope, it's Kanye. Okay. What you got, man?
All right, so first one I got is going to Baltimore Ravens offensive lineman John Urschel, who will be spending this offseason working on his PhD at MIT.
Oh, snap. Okay.
I was like, okay, go ahead. So,
PhD.
I'm like, hey, go ahead, bro.
Get
so,
that.
Offensive lineman, 2 years in the NFL so far with the Baltimore Ravens. Says he graduated from Penn State in 3 years.
Okay.
With a 4.0 in mathematics, ooh, nonetheless.
God.
That is hard.
Oh,
and math
God.
Is my favorite subject. I know how hard that is.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus Christ. He followed that up with his master's the next year with another 4.0 GPA. I'm like, and playing offensive line. And they said he was named to the conference nation all academics team. I mean, beasting. I mean, if this is what I appreciate with some of these dudes, is guys who understand that there is life after football. And you got to be able to take care of yourself, especially guys like him in a position who are like a fifth round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Who you know probably aren't going to last a whole long career, but you never know.
Yeah.
You know, guys like, you know, some guys can carve out a career for themselves. Hopefully he can, but I appreciate, you know, dudes like that who are looking at the bigger picture and looking at life beyond football. So I was like, that's cool. You need your PhD. Go ahead, bro.
That's what's up.
And then my next one, last one, I wanted to give it to you. Lakeview Junior High School for allowing a young man who has a Down syndrome to join the basketball team.
Okay.
And they also allowed the young man to score a basket in one of the high school games. I thought that was a cool gesture.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's been the manager of the team for a while, just, you know, kind of just doing little tidbits for the team. But,
right.
You know, it's always cool to see a team do that for a player. I know, you know, you see several stories like that, and I always think it's nice to just highlight them just because that's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's a nice gesture for it. Probably makes these kids' lives. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, just shout out to that. That's my noises.
All right. And I found two I forgot about. First one is old, but I've been meaning to give it to him, and I haven't. This is for you, Baylor. Shout out to Khalil Mack, who made the Pro Bowl and, more specifically, the All-Pro at two positions, at DN and linebacker. Oof. Ain't never been done.
He getting paid.
Shh, man.
You paying me. I'm a hybrid now.
You on your way. I was like, at two positions? And he fell to them. Wow.
Yep.
Go on, Raiders.
Fifth overall, I believe.
Yep, keep doing your thing. And we didn't mention this before, but shout out to Shaquille O'Neal. Lakers are giving him a statue outside Staples Center. I know they showed a picture of, I think, where his is like dunking on the rim.
Yeah.
We'll see how the statue actually comes out. But I'm like, cool for him. He found out on Jimmy Kimmel. Shaq deserves to have his own statue. Somebody I read somewhere brought up about what they have to do with Shaq Kobe statue. I'm like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Everybody need to have it. Ain't no Mac, no Magic Kareem statue. It's Magic got his own statue. Kareem got his own statue. Shaq deserves one. He should. I do think his Orlando does need to retire his jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dwight Howard, we can ask that down the line. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Shaq deserves to have two jerseys hanging, one in L.A. and one in Orlando.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I had to go back and get him, too.
Yes, sir.
All right, you know, after the good, come the bad.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right. What the fuck you got today? All right,
I got a few. So the first one I got is going, first one's going to quarterback Matty Mock, former Missouri Tiger quarterback, who apparently a video came out that shows him snorting a white substance on a table. Apparently, he came out and said this video is from 2 years ago, and he's been, you know, working on his drug issues. But I saw the video, and you see him snorting up something with a rolled up, with something rolled up, and you just, and then he, and you're just like, what idiot? First of all, I'm like, why are you recording this? what idiot did you allow to just put you on camera doing this?
Yeah.
Knowing you are the quarterback for Missouri. Good Lord. Like, Missouri just can't stay out the goddamn newspaper.
You busted.
Shout out to Daryl, man. I want to know y'all thoughts on this, because Jesus Christ.
Yeah, good luck with your
good
career.
Good luck, yeah. you ain't going to the NFL. Nope. All right. So next one, we got a dude who took out an ad. This is a dude who lives in, Brian Lusk, who lives in Denver. Apparently was interested in selling his house.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, oh, damn. Okay, so this dude in Denver, his boy, I guess, who is a diehard Steelers fan, put an ad in the newspaper, I guess, showing that he would be selling his house for 2 Super Bowl tickets. The ad says, getting divorced, leaving her with nothing, will sell home for 2 tickets to the Super Bowl with airfare and lodging. Must act fast, serious inquiries only. And apparently dude's phone was ringing off the hook. And he was like, I'm not selling my house. And I guess his boy just played a prank. Oh, I was like, that is shady. But I guess he was talking mad smack after the Broncos won. And his boy was like, okay, that's fine. Put your ass in the newspaper.
Fools be salty. Hey, man. Fandom is...
It's serious.
Fandom, seriously.
Oh, man. And then last but not least, I saw this and I thought this was so cold. A lifelong Chicago Bears fan died January 9th. Talking about dedicated Chicago Bears fans. So much so. Here's her obituary. Elizabeth Porter Bowman, 78, of Northbrook, Illinois, died peacefully January 9th, 2016, surrounded by her children. Betsy was an elementary school teacher and later a tutor, but her passion and focus was being a dedicated and involved mother and grandmother. She was a woman of loyalty, integrity, opinion, curiosity, and intelligence. A lifelong fan of the Cubs, Blackhawks, and Bears, except Jay Cutler. How you gonna put that in her obituary? Jay Cutler getting hate from beyond the grave.
I hope she wrote her own obituary before she died, because that is cold.
That is cold. From beyond, how you, in her obituary, singling you out. That's how you know you have like pissed off people in that city. It's time for Jay Cutler to go. Good Lord, this woman went out dying and was like, "Yeah, I can't stand Jay Cutler. F that nigga." Like, damn.
Oh my God.
That's all I got.
Except Jay Cutler.
You know, like, damn.
Damn. That's out of all your teams that you've been rocking with, something, that's the only person out of all them teams you ain't like. Damn.
Oh, that's all I got, though.
Okay. I have 3. First one go to Andre Drummond. Sets a new NBA record with 23 missed free throws in the game.
I saw that.
And that win, they won, beat the Rockets a couple weeks ago. He went 13 of 36. Damn.
As I've said, in Spirit and I, we will disagree on this until the day we die. Guys got to learn how to shoot free throws.
Hey, look, I don't.
They got to learn. And I was listening to First Take, and they mentioned that basically, like, the only dudes who are really getting hacked are like the 4 worst free throw shooters in the league. It's like DeAndre Jordan, Andre Drummond. Who are the other two? And they were like horrible percentages.
Yeah, they're shooting like 40-some percent.
Yeah, and it was like a lot of the other bigs aren't shooting that bad. So I'm like, clearly bigs can learn to shoot free throws.
Yeah,
you got to learn.
Yeah, I mean, she frustrated with upset. It too. Learn to make them free throws. If you're shooting 40, like Tim Duncan was bad.
Yes, he was.
And he improved. Karl Malone was bad, and he improved. I didn't even think Blake Griffin was bad.
Yeah, he was.
And he's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you can get to about 70%, ain't nobody saying you need to go to 90.
Yeah, nobody says you got
to
be 90% free
throw
shooter.
But if you're shooting like 57,
no,
and you bump
I think
it
these dudes were like below 40.
Yeah. DeAndre Jordan is shooting like 43%.
I think he's like, I think Andre Drummond's like a 30 something.
Yeah, I'm like, that was like,
I'm like, that's Chris Dudley type. Yeah, numbers.
I was thinking, you was like, what I was thinking about. Cause like, Chris Dudley, you were like, dude, don't nobody shoot. Like, you shoot worse than Shaq.
Shoot like 25%.
You are awful. Yeah, like, you remember, I mean, you play a big role.
Yeah.
You got to learn. Look, Wilt won it, and same as Shaq. You can win championships shooting free throws horribly, but it's just you're going to have to adjust your game because fools is going to continue to the line all day.
Exactly.
And I still like Andre Drummond. He may be able to improve.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to. He's going to be more of an offensive focal point.
Yep.
You that big, yeah, I'm fouling you. You can just go up on me and fouling you.
Exactly.
Second one goes out to LaMarcus Aldridge on my team. LaMarcus Aldridge decided to delete his Twitter account after losing to Golden State. Okay, come on, man.
Yeah, I was come like, on, that man. Was a little bush. That was a little weak. That was a little punkish. I don't want to hear all the backlash I'm getting. Come on, deal with it.
Yeah, you know, you can handle it. Like, look, it's just a game. We know how fans get. Everybody overreacts, and then you didn't play well.
Ignore them.
Yeah, don't check your Twitter account.
There you go. Do that, too.
You know, if you see it, okay, whatever. Yeah, anybody said you got to read it.
Yeah.
You can just go scroll up.
And honestly, if you read them, laugh at them. Don't take them to heart. People just overreacting as
people
usual.
People do that kind of crap.
Exactly.
But I was like, come on, man.
Yep.
You're the focal point right now. You just got to get it. I believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep working on your game, and then come May.
Exactly.
We can get in that ass, go to the championship, and win. And my last one, Baylor mentioned it earlier. I'm having to give one. This ain't sports related. To Stacey Dash, who thinks BET and Black History Month are segregation and is not American. And she was like, we need to bring like BET. If you want to be inclusive, we need to get rid of these things. I'm like, what?
She is aware that BET is owned by Caucasians.
No, she don't. She thinks it's just anything that...
was on BET.
Yeah, and that was funny with BET... Basically, the whole thing.
Give us our check back.
They were playing all this stuff with her on it.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, damn. Like, really? We don't want Black kids. Like,
if you were in more money.
Yep. She don't know. To me, after that, I thought I was like, oh, she white.
Yeah, like, clueless.
I will treat
clueless.
You white. That's what it is. So, do you not see what you look like on the outside? You just think you got burnt.
She don't want to be that.
Nope.
That's okay. You want to be white.
I'm tired of people.
I got vitiligo.
Oh, that colorblind crap. I'm like, everybody, there's no white history. I'm like, look, your culture, because it's yours, because that's the one you want to be in, your culture gets recognized all the time.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
so basically, because somebody wants to recognize their specific culture and give it love, that's segregation. You know what?
And it's not like this is something that has just been started. Do your history. This was started in like 1912.
Yeah,
and secondly, the goddamn president of the United States is the one who confirmed and recognized it as like a national thing.
Yeah, like the whole thing with
the fuck
that people get on with, because now we're getting into February.
Hey, my birthday in February, so what y'all got to say?
And it's a Black History Month. People just say, why y'all give us the shortest month? I get tired of hearing that, because after learning the real, it's like, they picked it because
they picked it specifically. It started out as a week.
Yeah.
It was the week of Lincoln and Frederick Douglass's birthdays.
Yeah.
That's why. And you dumbasses.
And then it went on to a month.
Do your history and read a fucking book.
Yeah. Like, if you don't want to celebrate it, then don't.
Good freaking Lord, man.
We don't need.
Get on my nerves.
Yeah, we celebrate it 365 days a year. And this specific time just wants to make sure it's celebrated. Same thing with Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. If you ain't done nothing for your girl the whole damn time, but oh, it's Valentine's Day, let me do something nice for you. You're whack.
Yeah, that don't mean anything.
You're whack.
Come on.
I ain't giving you shit all season, all year. Well, it's your birthday out here. I'll give you something.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
No, come on. Yeah, this is what you get, Stacey Dash.
Shut up, bitch.
Please do. Please do. Because damn it, I'm like, don't say nothing no more. It's for publicity, whatever.
Just keep your mouth shut.
Don't celebrate nothing, okay?
Yeah. We don't want you.
It's American. Well, what's American? Everything. Damn it. It's a damn melting pot.
She got that reveal of Ligo.
That's
the opposite
claiming.
Of what Michael Jackson got.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Oh, that was great.
That's what she did.
Yep.
All right. Well, you white. I won't
Whatever.
Yeah, we ain't drafting her.
Clueless.
We kicking her off the team.
Yeah. The black delegation gives up. Stacey Dash.
You're being released.
Let you go. Mm-hmm. She's a free agent now. She can join whoever she wants.
Yep.
Oh, God. Give us Bill Clinton.
I ain't going on all that.
That's funny.
Just, hey, man, just. Ooh, it's been a long week.
Yep.
A couple weeks and stuff. But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in.
Absolutely.
To the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. This is brought to you by the Black Is Network. Also, make sure you're checking out The Break, hosted by KC Layman.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully, got another. Turn my headphones up. Coming for y'all real soon. Be on the lookout for that. You know, you can check us out different ways. Make sure you subscribe to us. If you're not, subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also do that on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, any other place y'all listen to podcasts, SoundCloud as well. You can find us there. Leave us some 5-star reviews. We do read them on the show. We appreciate them as always. I did read Your Spirit. Thank you for that. I know I read it on the episode of The Break. You was mentioning the network as a whole, but we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
All of them, we appreciate.
Much appreciate it.
Does help us out. Gets us more notoriety. Lets people know that they should come check us out.
Absolutely.
Y'all feel like donating. We do have a donate button on the website. All this goes into the network, getting some things up. You know, I've been playing with this new mixer. I'm enjoying it, still figuring it out. Always trying to do things bigger and better here at the Black Is Network.
Absolutely.
If y'all want to get at us directly, talk some sports with us, any of that, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can leave us a message, 323-455-4219. Play the voicemail on the show. You can follow us on Twitter, @BrothersLayman. And make sure you're always checking out everything about us or the network at blackisonline.com. Before I go, I did want to say, I know they had a hashtag out there for Support Black Podcast, so make sure y'all checking them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a lot on there. We could mention so many. Shout out to Kevin H's Hip Hop. He was on our last show. Glad to finally have him on. Make sure you check him out.
Absolutely.
And his new program he's working on to help y'all a lot. It's so damn many. I mean,
shout out to Hoopla
Radio, Hoopla,
Teddy D.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, why not? Black Astronauts was happening.
Yeah.
Shout out to Moody. Ain't heard from you in a while, brother. What's going on?
Right. Indian Radio, Rights Real Love Radio.
Shout out to KJ.
Yeah, welcome to the village.
Welcome to the village.
Get out of low cash.
Hip Hop Digest.
Yep. Unscripted.
Unscripted. Yeah, straight out of low cash. Yep.
Cold Slither Network.
Good Lord have mercy.
There's Black Guys
so
with Tips.
Freaking many. Yeah, yeah. Rod Karen.
I know we're forgetting so many.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Yeah, we're just going off
Please
the dome.
Please forgive me.
There's so many out there you can find. I know the hashtag was out there. I know I put up a number of them on the Black Is Online Twitter page. But go ahead and support, man. We all appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We all trying to do better, and we all, for the most part, do support each other. So
Word.
We appreciate that.
Support your own.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for the long-time listeners. Definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to show y'all some love for just taking the time to just check us out. Want to give a shout-out as well to the Twitter followers. We have crossed the 600 threshold.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So we're moving on up the ladder. So appreciate that. Definitely much appreciated for everybody who leaves comments, reviews, all that good stuff. Definitely appreciate it and all that. If you definitely love the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones about the show. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see what we got today. You know what? Go ahead and tell go ahead and tell your horses. Tell your cows. Tell your buffaloes. Tell your antelopes. Tell your lions, tell your lionesses, tell your geese, tell your ducks. I'm all over the place today. Tell your ants, spiders, gorillas, tell the bears, tell the polar bears, tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Way. I burn you like I'm smoking a chalice with health and sensei. He's out in fashion like Marvin Gannon. Yes, I keep it slamming. Shit just be banging just like a loose cannon. Wow. You better park, niggas. I spark, niggas. Like shark, niggas. I stay up ripping shit apart, niggas. Float over water like Noah's Ark, niggas. Cover your face and don't get caught up in the scene when it get dark, niggas. Excuse me, missus.
one, Roman numeral, completing the execution of shit as usual. I ain't scared of ya, taking all of your paraphernalia. That's my word, oh Mrs. Mahalia. I hope you know your best bet is to get the fuck out of my area before I rip you from out your interior. I hope you know you got to keep a corny nigga smothered. Grab the scat off the cover. You never know when shit is safe, so keep your face covered while I be scorching it. A lot of niggas be looking for alternates, still just lose their life, it's so unfortunate. Trailblazing me since my mother started raising me. Hit you with the powerful shit that sometimes amazes me. I create junkies just like 12 monkeys, spreading right throughout your block, catching suspects who thinking they're so lucky. Loud and clear for those who cannot properly hear. Frequency so loud, shatter, couple appear in your chandelier. Now when I'm in the place, give me my space, nothing left.